High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
It's round two of the Class D2 playoffs, and there's no looking down the road as two storied schools get set to square off.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the people that come out to watch this game tonight. They're going to see two great football teams, and like you said, unfortunately, one of them's going to have to go home early when it's obvious that these two are probably one of the top two, three teams in the state. But that's just the way the playoff system works.
The Giltner Hornets get set for their first ever postseason meeting with the St. Francis Flyers. Coach Jeff Ashby has faced tough opponents before, even as early as the second round.
You know, in 08 against Burwell, who had a great football team, and then, in 09 against Axtell, we had to stop them on a two-point conversion at the end of the ballgame to win that one. And
it's the explosive Giltner offense versus the St. Francis D. Only one advances to the quarterfinal. Follow the drama. Follow the excitement. Follow your team. It's D2 playoff football, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Now, live to the field for the call of tonight's game, Craig Eckert.
Hey, thank you, Tyson, and you nailed it. It's going to be a wide-open offense trying to oppose a lockdown defense, and we'll get into that in the New Tech pregame show. Welcome aboard for that from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed for all of your seed needs. Proud to support every athlete in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, it is a cold day, but we have no other signs of the elements. In fact, to the west of us, we see the sky brightening up as this game is being played at Giltner. Giltner is 12 miles east of Highway 281 at the Donovan Road, and that's the physical location. So as the skies clear off, we don't expect any other bad weather to follow after that. And whatever the dickens we had here as far as Nebraska weather is concerned, it looks like it'll leave this crowd cold, but no worse for the wear as far as rain and snow is concerned. Tim Bob Kitzmiller is alongside. You've been looking at some of the pregame stats. Did they nail it in the intro there? Offense against defense?
It's going to be a tremendous immovable object meeting an irresistible force. Something's got to give. Giltner's just going to move the ball. They throw the ball. They run the ball. They run tremendous scoring drives. And Humphreys is a more of a run-oriented team. Going to play tough defense, and they've already been tested going head-to-head with Howells. And we'll see how this plays out. It should be a great game.
Giltner is undefeated. Howells, the only team to defeat Humphreys St. Francis. And as the comment was made in the pregame, it's a state championship caliber matchup here in the quarterfinal round. And sometimes that's a little bit disappointing to the team that has to go home early. Last year we had a semifinal with Giltner and Howells, and that could just well have been a state championship game as well in D2. So we'll take a break here. We're going to talk to the coaches. We're going to talk to the visiting coach for the St. Francis, Humphreys St. Francis Flyers, Eric Kessler, coming up next. And stay with us for more on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
We hear now from Eric Kessler, the head football coach of the Humphreys St. Francis Flyers, on today's pregame show before Giltner and Humphreys St. Francis playoff football here on The Breeze. Coach, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time. It looks like another really good Humphreys St. Francis football team Tell us about your ball club this year. It's been pretty excellent so far.
Yeah, we've had a nice year so far. I'm really happy how the season went going into the year. You know, I thought we had the potential to be a pretty good football team, and you know, our seniors have really done a nice job of stepping forward and leading us this year, and went through a very difficult schedule and had some success. Obviously, you know, had the loss to Howells, but played fairly well in that game. So overall, I've been happy with how the season's went so far.
You have involved in a six-team district, maybe only one in Class D2, but a six-team district, and what? You got five of those teams out of your district made the playoffs, Coach. So your schedule, your guys should be ready for anything in these playoffs. They've played some difficult teams this year, haven't you?
Yeah, our schedule, I mean, and the old Cornhusker Conference up this way, you know, it's very difficult. Well-coached teams, a lot of good players. You know, every week if you don't come to play, you know, you're in for some trouble. So we hope it's prepared us, you know, for the game like today against Giltner, you know, playing those quality opponents every week.
You talk about the ball club, a good start last week in the playoffs, 58-6 over Dorchester, Coach. So you got through that first round, and the ball club, obviously, with a win like that, played pretty well. So the first round's always can be kind of tough, though, can't it?
Yeah, you know, we played pretty well last week. We have some experience in the playoffs, so, you know, we kind of, you know what to expect and those type of things, and know we need to raise our level of play. And Dorchester had a nice team, and we were able to get up on them early, and then, you know, kind of did some nice things throughout the game. Our younger kids came in and did some good things as well. So it was a very good win for us.
Giltner today, Coach, in round number two at their place. What's your scouting report? What words do you have about the Giltner Hornets? They are a very good football team. We're very familiar with them around here. But what are your thoughts on Giltner?
Well, I'm just tremendously impressed with them. You put them in on film, and right away I was like, holy cow, you know, what a tough draw for us. They got great athletes. They are so well coached. They're crisp with the things that they do, both offensively and defensively, and also on special teams. They've got great players, and they got a great scheme. So that makes them very difficult to, obviously prepare for. And just overall, just very impressed with them, and we'll have to play very well to be competitive.
Okay, for your ball club, for the Flyers, what do you think will be the keys offensively and defensively for your team today?
Well, offensively, I mean, as simple as, you know, I can put it, I mean, we need to move the ball. We need to be able to maintain drives and keep the ball away from Giltner a little bit. That, you know, maybe our best defense will be our offense, keeping the ball away from them. I think turnovers could be a key. We need to get some and hopefully not have any. And defensively, we got to tackle in space. They like to spread things out and get it to their skill people, and they're very talented. And they're going to make some plays, but we got to make sure they earn it and really limit their big play ability.
As you come into this road game, Coach, after you open to the playoffs at home, you come into the road game. Are you concerned at all about that opening onslaught you might get from Giltner? Key part, we talk about this, especially playoff time, the first part of the game and maybe the start of the second half when you try to control the adrenaline a little bit. You don't want to get that Giltner onslaught and find yourself behind by two or three touchdowns early, do you?
No, absolutely. I'm not really concerned about being on the road or any of those type of things. But like you said, getting off to a good start would be important. You know, you see them on film, and that seems like they're up 28-0 before, you know, the other team even, you know, gets on the field. So it'll be important to get off to a good start, I think that's going to be a possibility for us.
You talk about the playoff schedule here, Coach. Boy, I tell you guys and Giltner. And then Howells and Dodge above you there in this bracket. I mean, that's four tremendous teams here, Coach. I guess it's too bad you're all kind of in the same area of the D2 playoffs, but the one that survives this into the next round and then gets on to the semifinals is really going to earn it, aren't they? This is really a tough part of the draw.
Yeah, it's I guess initially it comes out and you're like, holy cow, the possibilities. You know, you only take one game at a time. But you think about the road. But, you know, after that came out, you know, that's how the things work. And we're just focused on, you know, we won the first one. Now we get to play another one. And we'll have to play well to have a chance to play, you know, somebody down the road. So kind of after the initial, holy cow, we got a tough road. We've pretty much been focused, you know, one game at a time. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
And your ball club is used to this kind of stuff, Coach. And I'm sure they are well integrated into the playoff thing and a great tradition over there at Humphrey St. Francis. And your guys right now, they want to continue that today at Giltner, don't they? Just one at a time, go on to the next round. But a lot of pride in your ball club, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. We've had some success. We've been very fortunate. You know, I had some quality players come through and kids that buy in and work hard. So this time of year, you know, we're used to being, you know, hopefully making some noise and going deep, and this is one of the biggest challenges we've had in recent memory, and to be honest, to go on the road against a great team like Giltner. So we're excited. I think we'll play well, and looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of eyes and a lot of ears also on your game today at Giltner. Coach, good luck this afternoon, and congratulations, especially to the guys on the team in this season so far, and good luck today, and really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that's Eric Kessler. He's the head football coach of the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers on today's pregame show.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
We get Giltner's side of things before this Giltner-Humphrey St. Francis football playoff game here on The Breeze tonight. And Jeff Ashby joins us, the head football coach of the Giltner Hornets. Good start in the playoffs last week by your ball club, coach. A 68-28 victory at home over Lindsay Holy Family. How did you think your team performed in that contest?
Well, I thought we came out and executed really well on offense and scored quickly. And our defense has been doing what they've done all year and getting some three and outs and playing really hard. So started out pretty good for us.
Yeah, the ball club, we talk about the offense a lot, coach, and everybody knows a lot about it. Your defense hasn't given up more than 28 points in a game. Eight-man football, that is considered pretty good, I think. But your defense has played pretty well for you, and I think you consider them, they are getting better with each game also, right, just like the offense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our defense, you know, with the situation we were in this year, you know, we give them any points. But I think our varsity, our starting eight guys have only given up one touchdown all season. Now we're pretty proud of our defense and do what they get to do, but tonight they'll get to play all four quarters and we'll see exactly where we're at.
Yeah, I know heading into the first playoff game, coach, you mentioned to us that you're kind of concerned with your victories this year, that you have had to get your first unit out of there a lot, and they hadn't played just a whole lot, to tell you the truth. But they got to play quite a bit last week, I guess, even though you did score 68 points. I'm sure you were happy to see that. They got some pretty good playing time last week.
Yeah, we played, you know, a little bit in the second half. We played the series in the second half anyway, so had to do that. We fumbled the ball offensively. We fumbled the ball. So gave Lindsay Holy Family a short field. So our defense got scored on there. So, but at least they got to play in the second half.
Another good performance by the offense as with the 68 points. Jake Finley throws more touchdowns, five more, 268 yards. He has really come along this year, coach. I mean, taking over there at quarterback, and he's really had a good season. His receivers have done well. You've run the ball. So offensively, just a great job of leadership by Jake and the other guys, right?
Yeah, Jake's come in and done a really good job for us this season. You know, probably a little bit better than we anticipated. You know, so that's been a pleasant surprise for us. And he really takes control of the football team, and he gets out there and commands things. So it's really benefited us.
Of course, Drew Ott, Trevor Popham have been catching a lot of balls and touchdown passes to go along with Jake's throws this year, and you've run the football. And tonight, offensively and defensively, coach, maybe a little different cat, huh, coach? Humphrey St. Francis. What's the word on Humphrey St. Francis? We know they're really good. What's your scouting report on the Flyers?
Well, they got a really great defense. Only giving up 32 points all season. So to two teams, they've got seven shutouts out of nine games. So we're going to have to be, you know, really effective offensively. And with the weather tonight, the field situation, we'll just have to play it by ear and see what, you know, the conditions of the field let us do, you know, so we may have to change our game plan as the game goes along. So we'll just have to, you know, like I say, play it by ear.
Offensively, they've been able to score a lot of points, a pretty good offensive team, except the game they lost to Howells, they scored only six. So offensively, I guess if you can hold on and take care of the quarterback Krings and the running back Pfeiffer, you'd be okay. But they're the two guys you key on here, right, Coach?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Their fullback is a really good blocker and runner also. So they got some guys back there in their skill positions that create problems for us. And they like to do a little rollout. Quarterback likes to roll out when he throws. So that presents a little bit of problem for us. And we've been working, you know, all week to try to shore that up and get that covered and things like that. But he's a dual threat. He can take off running and he can throw the football. And he's got a pretty strong arm because he throws off his back foot quite a bit, so and still can make the pass. So he creates a big problem for us on defense.
I think defensively, Coach, is this going to be the key tonight for your ball club? If you can play well defensively and get the ball in your hands, you're going to be okay tonight. Because I know you are very confident that your team can score against a tough defense. But is it going to come down to the defensive play tonight for both of these teams? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to come down to is whose defense can stop the other one. And we need to get some three and outs and get the ball back in our hands, you know, and try to get it, you know, a lead early in the game. And like I said, as the field wears on and gets in worse condition, you know, we want to have that lead and get to the point where we can just run the clock.
Okay, Coach, we talked with the coach over there, Coach Kessler of Humphrey St. Francis. First part of this football game, coming out of the chute, I'm sure you'd like to, as you usually do, you get off to a great start and kind of overwhelm teams at the start. I'm sure you would like to get off to a really good start tonight and get that lead maybe before weather conditions change. We don't know if that's going to happen, but a good start, very important tonight, isn't it? You don't want to find yourselves falling behind.
Yeah, it's very crucial that we get off to a fast start like we usually do and keep playing like that. And we've got things in place tonight when things do get bad that we should be able to, you know, handle the ball. We got some guys up front, some big guys up front that can hopefully we can just pound the ball when the field gets bad and run that clock. But you can only do that if you got the lead, so that's why it's really important to get off to a fast start.
Indeed so, Coach, and I know the guys have that, as we've talked a number of times this year, they've got a point where they want to be, but this is a tough one tonight and a really tough part of this D2 bracket, so it's going to take everything out of every one of your players tonight to come out on top, isn't it? This is really a great second-round game, I guess maybe unfortunately for both teams, but just really a great, should be a great football game. Your guys are going to have to really be ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the people that come out to watch this game tonight, they're going to see two great football teams, and like you said, unfortunately, one of them's going to have to go home early when it's obvious that these two are probably one of the top two, three teams in the state. And but that's just the way the, you know, playoff system works, and you know, you got to play them eventually. So fortunately for us, in the past, we've had really tough second round games that have been against great football teams, and we've been able to come out on top. You know, in 08 against Burwell, who had a great football team, and then, you know, in 09 against Axtell, we had to stop them on a two-point conversion at the end of the ball game to win that one. And like I said, the Burwell game we won with 7 seconds to go in the game. So hopefully, you know, the second-round game keeps stays intact for us.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time. Good luck today. Let's hope it's a round three coming up for the Hornets next week. But Humphrey St. Francis coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks for joining us, and good luck today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's Jeff Ashby, head football coach of the Giltner Hornets, on tonight's pregame show.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Greg Eckert, Tim Bob, Kip Miller back here at Giltner for the quarterfinal playoff game between Humphrey St. Francis and Giltner. A couple of great D2 schools going at it here early in the brackets. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Check out their solutions, their products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings is simply better. It's interesting to see who is simply better tonight between these two teams. They're pretty evenly matched. Even the brackets makers has Giltner number 4 and Humphrey St. Francis number 5. Well, when they're that far away from one another, it's pretty hard to tell who really is any better. Humphrey St. Francis tonight will start. Blake Kring is at quarterback. He is a 195-pound senior. Derek Pfeiffer, big tailback, 185 and a senior. Jared Podliska at end, 175 and a senior. Corey Eisenmenger is the center and tackle, 215 and a junior. Jared Liefeld, running back and 200, linebacker, 205 pounds and a senior. John Weezer, the other end, 205 and a junior. And Ethan Krings at the guard spot, 195 and a senior. And Jake Werner, and defensive end, 185, and a junior defensive specialist. And it looks like backup tailback is Chad Heyer for Humphrey St. Francis. He's another good-sized kid, 175 pounds, and a junior. For Giltner Hornet football, averaging 68 points a ball game, 5 to 10 touchdowns a game. I'd love to see just what their first quarter scores were. There's a lot of teams that take what they rile up in the first and second quarters. Trevor Poppin is the running back, 6'2", 192, and a senior. Kyle Hawthorne, the wing back, 5'6", 147, and a junior. Drew Ott, the signee to the Iowa Hawkeyes, tight end, 6'4", 247, and a senior. Jake Bidley's holds down the quarterback, chores, 5'8", 135, and a junior. Logan Raff, guard and nose tackle. He's another good-sized kid, 6'3", 247, and a senior. You'll see Dylan Hendricks come in at quarterback to start on defense, 5'11", 148, and a junior. Ryan Clear is the guard and linebacker, 6'8", 181, and a junior. Garrett Poppin, center and defensive back, 6 feet tall, 180, and a sophomore. And Dustin Hastings starts at wideout on offense. He is a 6'1", 151-pound junior. So we'll see, Tim Bob Kitz Miller, whether or not Jeff Ashby and his club can get out as they want to in front tonight. That's kind of the way things have been.
Well, you said Finley's holding down the quarterback spot. He's more than holding it down a little bit. He's got over 2,000 yards passing on the season and has piled up quite a few rushing yards, considering, as you said, most of them don't play the second half. Two contrasting styles here. Governor's going to spread you out, make you defend the whole field, get the ball to multiple receivers, and Humphrey St. Francis is going to line up in a power eye and run the ball right, see if you can stop them.
Take a look at the game time. Starting temperature at 555, 556 now. It's 37 degrees. We've got cloudy skies and some clearer skies moving in, and that sometimes means the temperature falls. Game time attempt brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings, the original Sun Heat Infrared dealers. That time of year, when the temperature falls, your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat Infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and features the Made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings, and our starting time and temperature. Well, the time is a little earlier, and the temperature is a lot lower than whence we gave the Sun Heat call last week from Ravenna. I think we were about 20 degrees warmer at that point. So Mother Nature blew in overnight, and here we are with some pretty crisp temperatures here for Giltner and Humphrey St. Francis from the Giltner home field. Couple of good-sized ball clubs, too, for D2, isn't it, Tim Bob?
Big kids, yes. You've got, of course, the Iowa prospect is a big size, but the running backs and the quarterbacks for Humphrey St. Francis are good size. Like, they have good speed, good athletes. You see them moving around the field. It's going to be a fun game.
Coverage of this 2011 state football playoffs presented in part by Misco Sporting Goods in Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's, and by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth, one of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And on the field now, the Gilder Hornets are being introduced. The Flyers are in their white uniforms with blue numerals, standing side by side across the way from our broadcast point here on the south side of the field. And the Gilder Hornets, as we said, known for their offense, can play some pretty mean defense as well.
Well, you don't put up the kind of points you do, hold the people to what you do, and not play good defense. And you can argue a great offense with a good defense, but they've stopped some people, and they have not allowed a tremendous amount of offensive output against them.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're back with the kickoff for tonight, right after this, on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports postseason. And the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers. And working hard is always the key to success. And Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight and continued success to state from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Flyers won the toss, and they're going to receive. They are looking into the west, and they'll receive going from the west to the east. Try that again. Defending the east, going to the west. Gilder will defend the west goal. We have no injury scratches tonight. The injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics, providing a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, back and spine care for people of all ages. And we're ready to tee it up, and a big kick for Giltner goes all the way into the end zone, comes back out, does Pfeiffer, and out to the 10-15-yard line, and Derek Pfeiffer, the big tailback on the return, gets it out to the 15-yard line. Now we're back to an 80-yard field here, of course, in eight-man. And so they spot the ball at the 15, just outside of the 16-yard line, where it's first and 10 for the Flyers of Humphrey St. Francis. I formation, two tight ends, nothing fancy here. They feed to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's got a hole. He's out across the 20 to the 25, 6-yard line, and that might be enough for a first down right on the first carry of the ball game.
Just power off tackle. Drive that fullback up in there, take out the linebacker, and let that big man run. First and 10 to start the game.
Started on the 16 of Humphrey St. Francis as they won the toss and took the opening kickoff. Three-man front for Giltner now, four backers and one safety. I formation again. They fake the handoff to Pfeiffer. The quarterback will keep it to the left side. Flags down as Blake Krings, the quarterback, is pushed out on the left side of the offense. And there probably is some holding involved here. And
yeah, holding against Humphrey St. Francis.
Holding against Humphrey St. Francis. And so that will mark things back for the Flyers to a first down, but a first down and about 20 yards to go now.
Good defense by the Giltner Hornets anyway. They strung that play out, tried to get a little quarterback out on the edge, and they were there to push him to the sideline.
All right, in the center again, the ends are tight. High back is Pfeiffer. And Krings, the quarterback, feeds to Pfeiffer, tries to dance at the line of scrimmage, got nothing. It'll bring up second down and about 20 yards to go. I guess they mark it up a yard or so, call it second down and 19, but it's still down in distance, pretty challenging.
Better job there by the Hornets to fill that hole, just trying to run that tackle that off to the left from that power play to the left, and they did a better job of squeezing that down that time.
Just underway, 11 to go in the first period. Clock, no score. Humphrey St. Francis on their first possession after taking the opening kickoff for a first down. Then they got penalized, took it all back for a 10-yard penalty. Rolling, the left-handed passer, Krings, has the ball almost picked off by Drew Ott. Drew Ott, the tight end linebacker, put the big paws up there. He's used to receiving it on offense. Almost took it down, and that was a close call for Humphrey St. Francis.
Nice play there by Ott. They were running the fullback out in the flat. It looked like he was open. Ott just stuck his hand out there and knocked it down. Had a chance, but it would have been a heck of a catch to intercept it.
Drew Ott, major college candidate, has a scholarship assigned to him with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Standing at middle linebacker, three-man front for the Hornets. Under center in a deuce backfield. Back to pass again is Krings. And again, fires a rainbow downfield looking for Pfeiffer. He's got it, and he is inbounds, I believe. Now they say it was incomplete. From here, it looked like he might have come down inbounds, but my opinion doesn't count at all, and it's going to be a punting situation now for Humphrey St. Francis.
Good coverage there. Threw the ball up along the sidelines. Jump ball. He went up high and got it at his highest point. But I think he did come down with his right foot out of bounds. That would be an incomplete pass.
All right. Giltner will get the ball back here. They've got twin safeties standing at their own 20-yard line. That's Hawthorne as well as Garrett Poppin. The punter will be Pfeiffer. He's standing back at his 5-yard line. 10.5 to go as it's a high snap, controlled, and the kick goes down, bounces at the 30-yard line. And Kyle Hawthorne thinks better of trying to go after it. It falls dead inside the 25, about the 23-yard line. And Giltner's high-powered offense will set up shop at that point.
Yeah, it looked like the wind might have played a little bit on that, maybe misjudged it a little bit. He came up and then stopped, and kind of fortunate it didn't take a longer roll down the field. So we'll see what the Hornets have to get this started out this game.
All right. Giltner takes over again. They're just outside their own 20-yard line. Shotgun formation. Findlay in the gun. Lone setback. Wides both ways. Option left side. Let's it go out to the running back. He's got some running room. 40, 45, down to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Giltner, Kyle Hawthorne on the option pitch.
Nice play there. Came down the line, hits the ball late, got a great block on the outside, and it was just a foot race from there. And we have a player down for a Humphrey St. Francis over here on the sideline.
57-yard run. 57-yard run off the pitch. And Giltner, first play from scrimmage, and a touchdown.
Pretty good average there. Looks like maybe Blake Klings might have been shooken up on that play. He went to the sideline after that touchdown.
Now Giltner will go for two. That is the standard procedure. Finley, the quarterback, one man in the backfield with him. The option this time to the right side, trying to pass it, gives it the end zone. Got it! Trevor Poppin fires to Kyle Hawthorne for two.
Yeah, being dragged down there by the defender, falling away with a threw it, falling away, and just a nice catch by the Giltner Hornet in the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Out quickly, 8-0, Giltner on top here. D2 playoff football from Giltner on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a half minute with the kickoff.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner is 1-for-1. That's one play, one touchdown. One more play and two more points. It's 8-0. Giltner has the lead here as Trevor Poppin tees it up at the 30 again. Giltner bunches up in back of Poppin on the kickoffs and then spread out in pursuit when they let it fly. 10:17 on the clock in the first period. And Giltner, as is their habit, out front. Humphrey St. Francis, a team that we just heard only punched 10 times in their season. And now the kickoff goes out of bounds by Poppin. Procedure call against Giltner because of that out of bounds kick. And they're going to walk back and take their medicine, kick it off again. Lights are on here, wind out of the north, not too strong. Doesn't appear to have affected the passing game much at all, or the kicking game for that matter. But the pass is maybe drifting a little bit from north to south as they get up in the...
Yeah, but trees aren't very hard, so it's not blowing.
No, that's right.
Just making Oak Glory just kind of pop in the breeze, a little piece of Americana for you.
So they move to the 25-yard line, and Trevor Poppin, the 6'2", 192-pound senior, tees it up. Holds the hand up, says, I'm ready. And Humphrey St. Francis is back to receive. Line drive kick. Almost an over-the-head catch by Krings at the 5, 10, 15. Krings stutters at 20. Goes far side, 25, 30. Krings out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Forced out over there by the kicker, Trevor Poppin. And Giltner goes on defense. St. Francis gets it for their second possession of this young ball game, down 8-0.
Good return by Krings. He went off. Prior on that defensive play, but he certainly bounced back with a nice return for the kickoff.
First down and 10 for Humphrey St. Francis. You may recall they got a first down on the first run from scrimmage in their first series, but then were penalized that entire amount backwards, so they had a long down and distance. This time, I formation, everybody in tight, they put the ball on the ground, and Krings picks it up, and he's immediately put upon by Drew Ott. And stop for little or no gain, and he might have lost a yard.
Yeah, just fumbled the snap there, bounced right out of his hands. He's lucky it bounced right back up. Tried to do the smart thing, grab it, and get what you can.
Actually,
maybe got a yard.
Yeah, they gave him a yard or so on it. It's going to be second down and a long 8, short 9 yards to go. They break the huddle. Pfeiffer dots the eye. The up man, the blocking back, is Jared Liefeld for Humphrey St. Francis. Everybody else is in tight. They fake the handoff. Southpaw cranks and fires across the middle. He's got a man. And the tight end there for Humphrey St. Francis, Jake Werner, makes some hard yard catches. And I think they caught one of the Giltner players going across the face mask on the tackle. Let's see. But there's a penalty marker down at the 36-yard line of Giltner. And the answer is exactly what it is. I don't think it was at all intentional. He came across. It was an incidental face mask. 5 more yards on that completion. Puts the ball at the Giltner 30 for Humphrey St. Francis. 9:28, first period, 8-0, Giltner up top. Krings comes up under center. He's got the tailback deep. He's standing way back, about 7 yards back. As Krings calls out the signal, everybody is in tight. Flip cuts inside, and Pfeiffer's got some running room. 10-5. Touchdown, Humphrey St. Francis answers, and it's now 8-6.
What a nice little play, just a little simple toss back there. And he took his, picked his lane, popped through a hole, and then again a foot race that he was going to win.
That was a 25-yard run, call it, for Pfeiffer.
And we got ourselves a track meet here, my man.
It is going to be a track meet. This is going to be fun.
9:07, first period, and it's 8-6 already. We'll see what Humphrey St. Francis is on to do. They're going to try for two. They've got trips wide to the left side. Krings is under center. Back to pass, looks to the end zone, rolls left, fires, and it's intercepted and dropped, but not that it would have made any difference. Drouot on the defense there, and so Giltner hangs on for two, and they still lead 8-6. Let's take a 30 here. Humphrey St. Francis crawling back into it, trailing 8-6 at the hands of the Giltner Hornets on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hello. It's all right.
Oh, man. Hey, watch the Sittin' Bull there. Sent over some pizza, and it's a fragrance. Welcome, yeah, it's a welcome fragrance here. In
warmed up this press box all just with the aroma.
It got here, Butch. Thank you so much. 8-6 is the score. Giltner is up by two. They scored first. Humphrey St. Francis on their second possession answered to a degree, but Drouot broke up the two-point conversion attempt, and Giltner will get the ball back. They give it a ride from the 30. It's a high kick. And coming back the other way is Hawthorne, and they say he stepped into the end zone and an automatic touchback because of that in eight-man, and so that'll bring the ball out. That'll bring the ball out to the 15-yard line where it'll be first down and 10 yards to go for the undefeated Giltner Hornets against the once-defeated Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Humphrey St. Francis only lost to Howells by 6 points. Draw your own conclusions from that. They're a pretty good ball club. Finley in the gun. One man behind him. We got a slot man to the right side. Option on the cross buck to the left side. Hawthorne's got running room out to the 20-yard line. Kyle Hawthorne on an end around and picked up about 5 yards on that. He stepped out of bounds and stops the clock at 9 minutes. It'll be actually more than that. He's got second down coming and about 4 yards to go. So we'll give him 6 on the carry there.
Just a little, yes. I was going to say, just a jet sweep. Got him on the run, handed the ball off, and everything else was going this way. A little misdirection.
Again, in the gun, Ott is in the slot to the right side. Again, Hawthorne goes in motion. They take it to him. Option to the right side. Quarterback's got it, gets the first down. Jake Findlay, a little shake and bake there, got the extra yardage, and it'll be first down and 10 to go. All the way up to the 30-yard line now of Giltner. First and 10. Clock stopped on that. Now they wind it at 8:50 to go in the first period. 8-6. Giltner on top. Midley in the gun. Trips wide to the left side. Single wide out to the right side is Kyle Hawthorne. Three-man front for Humphrey St. Francis as they swing it out. Ott's got the ball, and he got it in stride, and pushes forward for 7 yards on the far sideline. He's a load to bring down at 6'2 and 247. 6'4 and 247, Drouot.
Nice play by the quarterback there. He stood up and just wanted to throw it as like a screen play. Linebacker jumped in front. He pulled it down, let Ott clear, and threw it in between the linebackers for him to get the ball in space and pick up 8, almost 9 yards there.
Second down, and we'll call it a long one, short 2 yards to go. They go wide both ways. And Hawthorne goes in the slot to the left. Findlay in the gun, out to the right side, split out wide. Option, right side, pitch. He's got it. Poppins got some running room, a first down, and inside to the 30-yard line. Trevor Poppins standing in the backfield with Findlay. Took the pitch. He took the first touchdown run in, 63, or was it 57 yards?
Great. I was going to say, great block out here by number 15, Rath, on the cornerback, allowing Poppin to get that into the crease and pick up the first down.
Giltner on the move here tonight as the sun begins to show through from the west. Lights are on. Finley stands in the gun. He's got lines both ways. Out to the left side. Pitch, left side. Poppin got some running room and a first down inside the 20-yard line. Trevor Poppin for another first down. Poppin's having himself a night.
They are just killing, putting a lot of pressure on them with that option game, making that defensive end make a choice, getting great blocks outside of the linebackers, and that play is there all night.
Like how you want to die, poison or pistol,
right?
You know? First down and 10, as Finley stands in the gun, he has no one with him now. His trips go to the left side, and Drew Ott is the tight to the right side, standing up. Now they send a man in motion. Hawthorne gets that. Again, that jet action to the right side this time. He'll be stopped for about a 3-yard gain. When you get a 3-yard gain on first down and it isn't up to snuff, you know your offense is going, right?
Well, a better job there by the defensive end of turning that play back inside, not letting them have the end, and then Hawthorne was able to have to cut up where the linebackers were, and he's not a very big boy. He's not going to plow anybody over, but he will wow speed.
That second down upcoming here is Poppin stands next to Findlay in the backfield. And Hawthorne is the wingman to the right side, flanking Ott, who's the tight end, standing up on the right side. Long count. Now they put Hawthorne in motion. They fake it on a crossbuck to Poppin this time. And that time, sniffing it out pretty well, was John Weezer for Humphrey St. Francis. He was right there. And that'll actually lose a yard. Third down and 9 to go for Giltner.
Nice defensive play there. Shook off the block, got up in the backfield, and shut that play down before it had a chance to get started.
Giltner's not much for kick, and this won't be a punting situation, obviously. They don't do field goals, so this is four down territory. Third down coming.
The whole Finley field stands, is four down territory.
Yeah, there you go. Stands in the gun, out in the slot to the right side. Fake quarterback draw, 10-yard line. Finley 5, and he's tackled down about the 3-yard line. Finley went back there, saw nothing but green in front of him, and decided he'd take it himself, and he did down to the 5.
And I'm not sure that wasn't a designed play. He looked, there was a nice block out by the end, and he had a lane to run in, and nothing but green grass. Nice tackle to prevent the touchdown.
Clock at 5:55 to go in the first as Giltner is hurry up back to the line of scrimmage. This time Ott goes as a signal caller. Drew Ott fumbles the ball back at the 7-yard line. So I think Drew Ott was looking to do something before he secured the football. It went on the ground. He fell on it himself. It'll be second down coming and back at the 7-yard line. Second and 7 from the 7, so second and goal. Finley back at quarterback, popping the running back. Ott this time goes wide to the left side. Looks over the field. Good snap. This time Finley will take it himself. Goes down to about the 1-yard line. So it'll be third down and goal from the 1 for Giltner. Out front, 8-6 already. 5:03 to go in the first period of play. They scored on the first play of the game. A 57-yard run by Poppin. And Humphrey St. Francis in their second possession responded with a touchdown. But Drew Ott knocked away the 2-point attempt. And so preserving that Giltner 2-point lead.
Nice sustained drive here by Giltner, taking a lot of time off the clock.
Ott goes to the slot to the right side. Finley, option, tries to plow ahead. He's going to be stopped right at the 1-yard line. So fourth down, goal to go from the 1, and Giltner, of course, will go for it.
I would just throw me a jump ball to that big old tight end there, that big Iowa prospect, and see what happens.
That John Weezer for Humphrey St. Francis got his suit in there that time again. He's had a good night on defense already from the middle guard spot. Poppin stands in the backfield with Finley. Fourth down, goal to go from the 1. In motion, Hawthorne. Finley keeps it himself, and he kneels into the end zone. Yes, touchdown. Finley with the second touchdown for Giltner tonight, his first, 14-6 now. That was a drive of 60 yards.
Just about 6 minutes, I believe.
About 6 minutes off the clock, you're right. Because 9:07 is when Humphrey St. Francis scored. It's 3:58 to go now, so, well, now they go for 2. Trips wide to the left side. Findlay with 3 linemen by his lonesome there. Now they fire to Ott. Ott has it and gets into the end zone for the 2 points.
And it is now 16-6. Giltner scoring on both of their possessions.
What a power play. They line up two guys in front of him. He throws the ball to the biggest guy on the field, and he just plows in for that two-point conversion. I don't know if there's anybody on the field that could stop him for a two-yard gain, one-on-one.
Finley with a one-yard run, and then Ott with the two-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds for a Giltner kickoff here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Playoff football is brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And Giltner is bettering St. Francis by 10 points right now, 16-6. Humphrey St. Francis has punted once and scored once. Giltner is 2-for-2 in their scoring drives. Poppin ready to give it right again. Trevor Poppin at the 30. Cuts loose with a line drive kick. Goes into the end zone for a touchback. And Krings will watch it go through. And that'll bring it out to the 15-yard line now for Humphrey St. Francis. That actually was a 75-yard drive. No, it wasn't either. It was a 65-yard drive. That's right, 65-yard drive.
Has got an 80-yard field.
I was never good in math when they changed the, you know.
I just listened to you. I can't count on my fingers.
I'm not even sure that was math. I believe we're dealing with arithmetic, which is even dumber here. 3:58 to go in the first period. Krings is under center now. Humphrey St. Francis, possession number three, trying to draw closer. I formation, pitch, Pfeiffer, cut back, and Drew Ott is right there. He brings him down with some help there by Dylan Hendricks, who came in from the safety position, I think. Cornerback, actually, is what he's listed as. And finished it off as Ott got himself a man wrapped up there.
Yeah, nice play by Ott. Came up, got the pads on him, wrapped him up, and he wasn't going anywhere. That was a nice play from the linebacker spot. Second and 9.
Not a whole lot of gain there. A little bit of forward motion. I formation, Humphrey St. Francis. Very plain in their formations at the line of scrimmage. Feet again to the tailback, and Pfeiffer gets up to the 20-yard line, but no more than that, as, again, he's stonewalled by, among other people, Garrett Poppin, 6-foot, 180-pound sophomore coming up, and it'll bring up third down and 4 to go. So
nice play by Heinrich as well, come up and stick the pad on him and bring that big man down.
4 yards to go now as St. Francis has the ball spotted at the 20, just under the 21-yard line. They go deuce backfield now. Now they've got a wide out to the left side. Southpaw quarterback Krings is under center. Barks out the signals, and we've got a penalty. No, we don't either. We've got a timeout being called here by Jeff Ashby. So, 2:36 to go, first period. Giltner is up top by 10, 16-6 on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a minute.
Bring me some of that pizza. I'll whoop it down.
Is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets. This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Backfield, back to pass, intercepted. The ball is intercepted in the defensive backfield by Dustin Hastings for Giltner. And the attempt for the first down on third down, as we came back a little late from that break, apologize for that. You didn't miss anything other than the launch of the pass, because the reception was Dustin Hastings, and the first turnover now on Humphrey St. Francis, forced by Giltner on that INT, and Finley and company back in business at the 30-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis. Show a little different look now with two backs standing by Findlay. They fake it to one man. He goes option left, pitches. Hawthorne falls forward across the line of scrimmage for about a yard.
Yeah, nice job there by Humphrey St. Francis. They took away the first option, took away the second, and came up and took the Hawthorne as a running back for a short game.
And remember we said coming into this deal, Humphrey St. Francis probably saltier on defense than on offense, and that was the challenge, was getting this Giltner Hornet offense on court against a pretty good defense, but they're 2-for-2 possessions to scoring ratio. You can't get much better than that. Findlay now with a second down, just under 9 to go. Back to pass. Fires long downfield. He's got a man! Touchdown, Giltner! Hastings lays out and got the touchdown. The same guy that intercepted the ball. A beautiful catch in the end zone. A nice throw there. And Giltner is up 22-6.
Nice play by the quarterback. Got his feet set, had a little pressure in his face. Threw a nice ball, let his receiver go get it. Nice diving catch for the touchdown. Boy, what we expected, I guess. But boy, is it exciting.
Giltner took over on the 30-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis and converted after that interception now. Two-point conversion. They centered the ball all the way over to Drew Ott, standing on the left side on the two-point attempt. He got it too late, and St. Francis sniffed that one out. So for the first time tonight, they have failed in the scoring attempt, and the score remains 22-6. A minute 45 to go in the first period. Giltner on top by 16 points. We're back after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, we're talking about going through paper here on our score sheet. We're not through one quarter, and I'm flipping to page number two on the drive
enough,
chart here.
You didn't give me enough. Hey, the Hornets have so many weapons. You know what Humphrey St. Francis is going to do, but Giltner just spreads you out and makes you defend the whole field and every player on the field.
Trevor, Poppin tees it up. Line drive goes into the end zone again. And again, Humphrey St. Francis will get the ball first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. They turn it over on an INT by Dustin Hastings just a little bit ago. Hastings, the man who caught a beautiful ball in the end zone, converted his own interception into a touchdown, and Giltner leads 22-6.
Well, that's an efficient offensive player there.
First down and 10, Humphrey St. Francis breaks the huddle. They come out in the eye. Pfeiffer, the big tailback, dots the eye. He got one big carry first play of the game, and since that time they've shut him down. Krings takes it himself. The quarterback goes left side and picks up maybe a yard before he's hammered there by Findlay and Trevor Poppin defensively for the Giltner Hornets as we tick down to 90 seconds to go here in the first period of play.
Poppin did a nice job there holding his ground as a defensive end. Fought off his defender, got an arm out. The quarterback down for just a short, maybe 2-yard gain.
Well, I'm sure there have been all sorts of mentions of hornet's nests and things like that at this stadium because right now St. Francis has rustled up one. Back to pass, Krings sets up a screen to the fullback. First time he's touched it tonight. Gets a first down and then some all the way out to the 39-yard line. Nice screen set up and executed. Jared Liefeld, the fullback for Humphrey St. Francis, showed he's got some scoots too and some power and got a first down at the, they spotted eventually at about the 37-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis, just shy of midfield. Nice screenplay there. Set that up well. Got good pressure from the Hornet, and they just dropped it over their head to the fullback. Inside 1 minute to go, first period. Giltner on top of Humphrey St. Francis, 22-6, but Humphrey St. Francis showing a little bit of life here offensively on that last play. Handoff goes to Pfeiffer, and boy, Drew Ott is right there. He met him, says, how do you do? Yes, he came flying up from his linebacker spot, wrapped him up for a just, I can't believe they gave him any yardage on that. That was right at the line of scrimmage.
Second down and just under 10 to go as the Hornets, with 35 seconds to go in the first period of play, have been pretty much in command here. The Flyers come out in a deuce backfield this time. Offset, split backs, fake the cross buck, left-handed passer Krings fires downfield again, and it is intercepted again, this time by Hawthorne for Giltner. Second possession ended by interceptions here in the first period of play. 17 seconds to go, and already Giltner has scored 3 touchdowns and intercepted the ball twice.
And Hawthorne made a great play on the ball, broke on it as he saw it coming under, undercut the receiver, had to kind of go down on his belly to get it, but that was a nice play by Hawthorne to get that INT.
Like you said, so many weapons both offensively now and defensively, as we're reminded how the Hornets do play defense. Ott is in at quarterback now as they go kind of wildcat. The big guy takes it himself right side, down the sideline, and gets it to the 35-yard line. An immediate 18-yard gain by Drew Ott, who took the direct snap in the Hornets' version of the wildcat with about just under 12 seconds to go here in the first period of play. They tried that one other time. That was a very unusual two-point attempt before. I don't know if I explained it clearly, but Ott was standing way out to the left side of the center. The center directly snapped it to him, and it got maybe a little late, but it was a well-executed play, but the defense was able to come up and stop that. That's the end of one period of play. Your score, Giltner 22, and Humphrey St. Francis 6, and we're back with period number 2 right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go, Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Play for the second period opens up a big gainer for Hawthorne on the jet play again, sweeping from the right side to the left, and Giltner has it first down, 10 yards to go. Down at the 21-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis.
I am so impressed with the blocking downfield of these Hornets. They are just holding their blocks, allowing those big plays to happen.
Ott in the slot to the right side. Shotgun Finley. Trevor Poppin stands there with him. This time Finley has trouble controlling the shotgun snap, and he has to fall on it for a 10-yard loss. It'll bring up second down and 20 yards to go, or just under that. From, we'll call it the 29-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis. So that's the first miscue we've seen for Giltner tonight. They've been flawless, scoring 3 touchdowns and picking off 2 passes by Humphrey St. Francis already in this relatively young ball game. Finley in the gun again. Hands are probably getting a little cold. Mine are already. Hawthorne sweeps to the right side. They fake it to him. Now they try to set up a screen to the other side to Poppin, and he can't hang on to the ball. And that'll be an incomplete pass. Stops the clock at 10:55 to go in the half. And it'll be third down and 19 yards to go for Giltner.
Had something there. If he'd have completed it, just threw it a little wide of his receiver. But he had blockers downfield and green grass to run on.
10:55, clock has stopped. Championship football coverage on Platte River Radio is brought to you in part by Misco Sporting Goods in Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Findlay in the gun. One man with him, Ott, off the wing on the right side. They fire it now in the flat. Poppin tries an option pass. It was a backward pass to Poppin, and as he tried the forward pass, it was blocked and fell incomplete. So that's a fourth down coming now for Giltner, and we'll see what they're apt to do here. This is kind of an unusual situation because they're at the 30-yard line of the opposition, Humphrey St. Francis, and they've got a long way to go. So I guess a play of any length is as good as a pooch kick here.
Yep, anything down the field.
Hawthorne is wide to the right side. Ott is tight to the right side. Findlay in the gun. Hastings is right. Now he'll pooch kick it. That was a nice play. And it'll go all the way inside the 5 yards. It does roll into the end zone, and so that touchback gives Humphrey St. Francis the ball back at their own 15-yard line.
Well, that
and that's the first punt tonight.
That was a first punt for Giltner tonight.
For Giltner, right.
Yeah. Close. I mean, he pooched that really nice. It was tailing down there. If he'd have died where he thought it was, it'd have been down on the 1 yard line, but it just fell into the end zone.
And Humphrey St. Francis out in that I formation. They fake it to the I back, and the quarterback keeper crings to the right side, and he'll be swarmed over there by the Hornets. And I really didn't mean that pun at all. It just happened that way because that's what they look like when they're swarming over there. Crings picks up about 5 yards, 10:41 to go on the clock. He stepped out of bounds, so that stops the clock. And Humphrey St. Francis now trying to get the score a little closer. They are down by 16 points, 22-6.
And Humphrey St. Francis really needs to drive here because the Hornets are really, as you say, swarming.
Hornets are unbeaten. Humphrey St. Francis lost to one team. That's Howells. They're a good ball club. Hand off to Pfeiffer. High Pfeiffer gets a yard or two. He's not going to get to the stick. He'll bring up a third down, probably along two, short 3 yards to go. They have to get up to the 25-yard line, and they spot the ball at about the 23.
Well, they didn't give him much there at all.
They didn't. Clock at 10:15. The Hornets line up defensively with three men down. Now they go with a four-man front. There's four-man front. Two backers. Under center is Krings. Hard count. Doesn't draw the Hornets offside. Fires now. Left-handed passer into the flat. Completes it for a first down. That completion to one of his running backs, Jared Podliska.
And that was a much crisper pass there by Klings that time. He got it in there, got it quick. The other two passes, he kind of fluttered a little bit. Hornets defender was there. He just couldn't make the tackle to prevent the first down.
Well, if you're gonna gain on his Giltner defense, you can't take a long time to do it. And it was bing, bing. That was a pretty good pass. High formation again. They pitch right side now. And again, Pfeiffer has a cutback lane and some running room. Gets the first down. And he stopped at the 36-yard line. That was a nice-looking run there by the big guy, Pfeiffer. And Giltner now has given up successive first downs on two successive plays.
Good patience there by Pfeiffer. A little toss sweep action to the right side. He picked his lane, and then he hit it. And you said big run by the big man.
9:25 as they wind the clock again. First and 10 at the 37-yard line of Giltner. Giltner stopped the last two offensive drives by Humphrey St. Francis by virtue of pass interceptions. They scored on one, punted away the other one. I formation now. Pfeiffer dots the I. He gets the feed, crashes forward for a few yards, and it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Flyers.
Yeah, just a big push there by the Humphrey St. Francis Flyers. Trying to bowl them over and got about three out of it, four maybe.
You just joining us. Giltner is leading 22-6 We're not even halfway through the second period of play. Gildner averaging 68 points a game. Undefeated this year. I formation now. And Krings, the quarterback, calls out the signal. They fake it this time, a jet sweep from the to the tight end to the left side, and he's going to be stopped before he gets to the 30-yard line, which means before the first down, and it'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go as they're using that misdirection on both sides.
Yeah, trying to, obviously, the key is to stop Pfeiffer, and anything you can do to take a little pressure off them, make the defense play honest, opens up lanes for him down later in the game.
Derek Pfeiffer, the tailback, he's a 185-pound senior. He's good-looking back. Now they go with an offset deuce backfield. Pfeiffer is off the wing on the right side. Back to pass is Krings. Looking in the flat, got a man across the center. That's the tight end again. Jake Warner, 185-pound junior, brings it down for another first down. They spot it just inside the 15-yard line of Giltner.
Good job by the tight end, just sitting down in that open space, waiting for the ball. Quarterback delivered it on time, and he's able to get a first down.
Clock at 7:35 until halftime. We'll have the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. High school football championship coverage brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. I formation again. Pitch to Pfeiffer, got a cutback and a few more yards closer to the first down. He's got to get to the 5-yard line, and they're going to mark it about the 8.
Just a power off tackle, just a toss sweep. Come and stop me, boys. I'm coming at you. He runs hard with his pads right at you.
When I say a cutback for him, it was not a pronounced cutback, but just enough so that instead of getting tackled, he was able to get on the inside of his blocker,
right,
and got the forward progress down to where he is, second down and 4 yards to go. Now they put him off to the wing left side, single setback. Oops. They fake the ball to him. Quarterback Krings keeps semis when he forced out of bounds on the right side at about the 5-yard line.
I can tell you that's a real uncomfortable feeling. Krings made the best of it. He turned around, had the ball out, and there was nobody to hand it to, and he just had to go get what he could, and he got the first down, it looks like. They're going to come measure for it, looks like.
Well, yeah, they did. They flipped the cards over.
First down
goal to go from the 5. So Krings did his job in keeping the drive alive. It wasn't a pretty play, but he got the job done. And now they go with a deuce backfield. Liefeld, the fullback, lined up parallel to Pfeiffer, and he gets the feed, and he's going to be stopped. He was hit the same time he got the football. That was Liefeld, the fullback, and he was hit as soon as he got the ball.
33 tackled 33 there. That was just a eye-opener, if you call it, in practice. Just mono-y-mono, and that was a good, strong tackle. Kept his feet moving, wrapped him up, and took that big guy to the sideline for no gain.
Poppin's a pretty good name for a defensive back, isn't it?
Yeah, he is.
This time, Pfeiffer's in the tailback slot. Liefeld, the up man. Krings under center. Everybody else is in tight for the Flyers. They fake it to the tailback, rolling and firing into the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted in the end zone by Giltner. Let's see if they let it stand. They do. Coming up with that, Jake Findlay with the INT. And the last three possessions by Humphrey St. Francis ended on interceptions by the Giltner defense. Wow.
And good play on the ball. There was good pressure up the field by Giltner. He threw the ball late, and a defensive back just cut right underneath it for that interception.
All right. And since he was tackled in the end zone, and I only had a question because he was on the far side there, and that he got it inbounds, but they said he certainly did. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 15-yard line as he got the benefit of the touchback. Findlay, who intercepted the ball a moment ago, is the quarterback now. Takes the shotgun snap. Option. Poppin. Left side. Running room. Cuts back to the 35 and down at the 36 or 7-yard line. Liefeld in there for the tackle for the Flyers. And it'll be another first down for Giltner as they bring it back the other way.
I thought the quarterback should have kept it there. He pitched it late. Poppin planted his foot and went with his blockers and picked up a big first down. touchdown saving tackle out here close to midfield.
First down and 10. The ball at the 35-yard line of Giltner. They go slot with Hawthorne to the left side. Option right side. Poppin, 40, 35-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis. Close to a first down. We'll see if they move the stick.
Just 10 yards at the top. He comes down a lot, pitches it late there. He's just shy, but, boy, that is a nice-looking play.
They space out the defense so much. I was looking down there earlier in the ball game. You know, this is eight-man football, and I tell you what, they've got eight men spread all over on the defense here for Humphrey St. Francis trying to kind of cover all the options that Giltner has. Shotgun Findlay. Second down, about a yard to go. Poppins got it on the option to the left side, and then a little bit more to the 30-yard line of Humphrey St. Francis. 4:45 to go till halftime.
And I was going to say, just excellent block here on the outside. The wide receiver is just maintaining the block and letting Poppins just pick up those first downs one after another.
Giltner on top, 22-6. High school football coverage on Platte River Radio brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. And they sent Hawthorne wide to the right side. First down, Drew Ott is wide to the left side. The 6'4", 247-pounder. Option. Poppin. And he's got room and close again to another first down. He's going to be about 3 or 4 yards shy as he was pushed out of bounds in front of the Giltner Hornet bench. In front of us, and so it's hard to tell what the progress was. We'll look at the down and distance across the way and find he got about 7 yards on that carry, and it'll be second down and 3 yards to go for Giltner.
They're just running that option one side, the other side, wide side of the field, making that defensive end make a choice, die by poison or die by pistol, as you said earlier.
Yep. Jake Findlay in the gun, speaking of which, back to pass. Now they option to the right side. Hawthorne's got the first down. Stutter Steps gets inside the 10-yard line. Man, they go from the big running back Poppin, and then they option it to the smaller Hawthorne from the wingback position. And it's like not only do they vary the direction, they vary the size and speed of their ball carriers here, and it's very hard if you're a defender to get in the tempo of defending that offense. It's going to be goal to go just inside the 10-yard line. First down. Poppin stands in back of Findlay at the quarterback spot. Findlay calls out the play. Option right side. Poppin cut back. He's going to be close and into the end zone, I think. Touchdown. Touchdown, Giltner. Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. They just flat ran that option all the way down the field. One right after another, left side, right side, and just stuck it in the end zone. What an impressive drive. And again, off the turnover, that is a huge 14, maybe 16-point swing.
I tell you what, I'm predicting that the State of the Union speeches are going to be shorter than our scoring recap here by the end of tonight's ball game between these two teams. But most of the scoring has been done by Giltner right now, 28-6. That was another 65-yard drive, by the way. Hawthorne in the slot. Hastings wide to the left side. Poppin stands next to Findlay in the gun. Now we got a whistle. And delay a game called against Giltner. So they'll back up 5 yards on this 2-point attempt. They're out in front 28-6. 3:48 to go until the Allens of Hastings halftime report here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Check some scores from around the region. You just don't have a whole lot of downtime to give you scores in between plays here. Findlay, again in the gun, as they're going for two. Option right side. Poppin, does he have a lane? Not enough of one, and he'll fall shy of the goal line, and it'll remain 28-6. Giltner on top. 3:48 to go until halftime. Back in a half minute with the kickoff on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner will tee it up, popping, let's see here, four touchdowns. And the kickoff, this will be the fifth time he's kicked off tonight. Trevor Poppin still standing around Jeff Ashby as well as the other special teams members for Giltner now. Last few times they've come out of the special teams play like a shot, and we missed the first part of the next play. This time they're taking their time on it.
I said to you in the break, the best thing I like about this is, like my old football coach in high school used to say, run it till they stop it, till they stop that option. They're going to get a heavy dose of it the rest of the afternoon.
Popping tees up. He's a straight-on kicker. It's a high kick. Running up on that is Pfeiffer at the 5, 10, Pfeiffer to the 15. Following his block as well, the 20 cuts outside. He'll be stopped at about the 22 or 3-yard line. Pfeiffer, the big tailback on the return, and decent field position for Humphrey St. Francis now as they come up and try and get something going, down by 22 points still in the first half.
And they had a very successful drive last time they had the ball, drove it all the way down the field and threw the interception in the end zone. So they've been able to be successful in offense, but the interception turnovers have cost them.
Three of them, three interceptions, three consecutive drives cut off by the interception. Pitch, right side. Pfeiffer going to be tied up there as he runs the right side by Garrett Poppin. And it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
You know, you talked about Humphrey St. Francis being the defensive team, but I've been impressed with Giltner's ability to come and tackle and put a helmet on somebody and hold their position.
Oh, I've said, now we've covered Giltner fairly extensively for the last 3-4 years, And they're known for the offense, but don't sell them short on the defensive side of the ball either. Three down linemen, four backers this time, and a safety back there. They send a man in motion, and they fake it to him as the quarterback rings, keeps the left side, and a flag goes down way in the backfield. They sent higher in motion from the tight end spot on the left side to the right, faked it to him, and Krings took off to the left again. But penalty markers came down. It'll be procedure against the offense, and that'll mark it back 5 yards and bring up second down and about 12 yards to go when we come back to the line of scrimmage with 2:52 to go in the first half.
And penalties have been a little costly. They had a 10-yard penalty on that first drive. That's only the second penalty, but it seems like they just, you know, when you run such a power offense, it's hard to overcome those 5-yard penalties, especially on second down.
Be interesting to see what, if any, adjustments Humphrey St. Francis can make at halftime to try and get their offense to not shoot themselves in the foot, either with a turnover or penalties. They got off to a great start. First play from scrimmage was a 10-yard run by Pfeiffer, and then the penalty cut that drive shy. Back to pass, Krings firing over to the right side. He's got a man, but he's immediately covered there by the defender, Garrett Poppin. That was Jake Werner bringing down the tall pass, but he got a little or no gain on that. In fact, lost another two. It's going to be third down and 14 yards to go now for the Flyers.
Looked like they were trying to set up a screen over here to the tight end, but the defender for Giltner played it very well, waited on it, and made the tackle just as he caught the ball.
Clock running at 2:20 to go until halftime. Now they'll go with a wide receiver to the right side. That's the tailback Pfeiffer now, splitting out of the end, out of the backfield, and going to the right side. He's got one man. That's Liefeld as the sole setback. Straight back to Pax. Krings fakes once, fires. He's got a man. It's Werner. Werner's got some room in front of him. It's a foot race. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jake Werner for Humphrey St. Francis gets a quick six on that pass from the quarterback Krings, and it's 28-12.
Just a nice play there. They brought the Pfeiffer into the middle to pull the corner away, swung the tight end around behind him, and he came right down the sideline. Nice catch, nice run, big touchdown. Humphrey St. Francis needed that.
60-yard touchdown play from Krings to Werner, And now they'll go for two, down by 16 points here. Krings under center, wide out to the left side, wingman to the left. Back to pass, fakes once. Now fires into the end zone. He's got a man. And they're going to give it to him? Yes. And it'll be two more on the board for Humphrey St. Francis. So they're down by two conventional touchdowns and extra points, 28-14. Giltner will get it back here with a minute 56 to go in a half a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets. This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, teeing the ball up for Hunt Farm Humphrey St. Francis. Jared Podliska. And down by 14 points, they give the ball back to Giltner, this time by the kickoff. Taken at the Giltner goal line, back up across the 20-yard line, just shy of the 20-yard line. That's popping on the quick return, and now Giltner back out on offense with a first and 10 just inside their 20-yard line. Giltner with a minute 51 on the clock has plenty of time here. And we'll see whether or not they go high risk or if they just take their lead and go to halftime. Spread with two wides to the right side. Option, left side. And Toppin has some running room all the way out to the 40-yard line, or close to it. We'll see where they mark it. The ball is across the 35 to the 37 or 8-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 on that run off the option by Trevor Poppin. A minute 40 to go. Slot man left side. Shotgun Findlay, option right side. Poppin has about 7 yards on that carry, and it'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. 89 seconds on the first half clock. Giltner out front by two touchdowns. Would like to get one more on by halftime. Ott goes to the right side in tight. Poppin is now wide to the right side. Hastings, the wide man, to the left side. Findlay in the gun. Option, left side, Hawthorne with the ball and the first down. To the left side, Hawthorne, they say he's a little shy, so that continues the clock. That's the downside of not getting that first down because he doesn't have the clock stopped to move the chains. But it looks like maybe they're going to call for a measurement, and that'll stop the clock momentarily here. 57 seconds to go. Timeout taken by the ref on that to spot the ball. And that's fortunate for Jeff Ashby and his crew because that stops the clock, allows them to get a play in now as they bring the chains out to try and see how far exactly Giltner has to get the first down. Oh, it's quite a ways. It's almost a full yard. And it looked that way, but that was pretty smart on the part of Jeff Ashby to ask for a measurement to get the clock stopped.
It isn't his first rodeo.
No, not his first rodeo at all. Hawthorne to the right side, Hastings to the left side. Lone setback in the backfield with Findlay is popping. And now the clock goes with 53 seconds on the clock till halftime. Option, right side, Findlay keeps, got the first down and then some. That'll stop the clock as he stopped at about the 10, 15-yard line. Let's see where they marked the ball. One ref was upfield at the 15. They're on the far side of the field, and they're going to spot it at the 20-yard line, just outside the 20-yard line.
That's another thing about that speed up. Go at it, you pitch it, and one time he takes the back, and you're just off of the race.
Again, Findlay in the gun, wides both ways, Hastings to the left, Ott in tight to the left side. Now the whistle blows, and we'll see what this is all about. Timeout's going to be called here by Jeff Ashby. So with 28 seconds on the clock, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah.
28-14. Allens of Hastings halftime report is coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and we will get you updated on scores from the quarterfinal round of high school football, C&D. There were some tight games, and there were some runaways, as normal, and we'll get you up to speed on that. We've yet to decide whether this is going to be one or the other there.
Yeah,
it looked like Gilder was going to run away with it, literally and figuratively, but St. Francis came back and got a score here just a little bit ago. It's 28-14. Giltner stopped Humphrey St. Francis by the interception on three consecutive possessions by the Flyers. One was deep in Giltner territory, and it was Findlay, the quarterback, intercepting his opposite number in the end zone for a touchback, and they scored off of that turnover.
You know, you'll wonder here with so much run, 28 seconds. You know, that defense committed, play action pass time to the big tight end, what I'd be looking for.
Now they go again with a spread formation. Ott, the aforementioned big tight end, is in the slot to the right side, and now a whistle blows.
Oh.
And we got somebody over across the way with headlights on, and the ref says, don't do that. No. You know, this is one of those situations where cars are lining the field and you put the headlights on, it interferes with the vision of the players. Okay, now that's settled. Again, we go back to the count. Findlay in the gun. Trevor Poppin goes to the right side. On a reverse, they've got a wide open field. Here comes Hawthorne. 10-5, close to the goal. Did he get in or not? He got the first down. But wow, what a quick reversal on that as Hawthorne came from the right to the left and just on 20 yards inside the five. And it is very possible for Giltner to get in before the half comes to a close. They wind the clock, 15 seconds to go. Ott in the Wildcat formation, keeps it, plows ahead himself. Did he get in? They say yes. Giltner. Add six more, it's 34-14.
What an efficient little drive. They took that ball and drove right down the field, did what they wanted, set up that reverse so nice. They went option to the right, flipped it to a Hawthorne coming back the other way, and there was nobody out there chasing for down from behind. Boy, what a nice, efficient play all the way down the field.
Ott from the Wildcat took it in from the two-yard line, and now they go for two, up 34-14. Findlay, left side, keeps it himself. Did he get into the end zone? And again, we'll look, and yes, he did. 36-14. Giltner in command in this quarterfinal round football game against a very, very good Humphrey St. Francis ball club. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Giltner will kick off again with 9 seconds to go until half on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
That's the terminology. Tim Bob Kitzmiller and Craig Eckert here at Giltner. Speed option is the buzzword for, there I go again, for the Giltner Hornets. And I honestly didn't mean to say
that. Didn't mean that, but it was a good one. Yes, yeah, speed option right, speed option left. Pick your poison. Take the running back, and I'll take it. Take me, and I'll pitch it. Either way, you're giving up 5, 10, 15 yards at a pop.
Humphrey St. Francis will get an opportunity to run this back and maybe time for another long pass attempt. And Giltner says, no, let's just take some time out here. Well, strategically, what's that all about? I think that gives them a little bit of extra time at halftime, right? I mean,
well, I'm thinking, you know, if Pfeiffer is a very dangerous running back. And if I was, this would be an ideal time to try a reverse or some kind of a trick play. I think he wants to make sure everybody stays in their lanes and plays their position. It would be ideal if Poppin could get the ball into the end zone and take that option off the table.
All right, so they
call a timeout before kicking the ball off, and that's probably it, just to make sure everybody has a heads up here. So nothing happens to negate that last touchdown by the Hornets.
Now, last thing we want to do is give up a big kickoff return here when you've taken control of this game here right before halftime. Momentum.
Yeah, they were leading by 10, then 16, then 20, and now it's a 22-point lead for Giltner, as they have been very, as you said earlier, efficient. Squib kick, that's what that timeout was all about, taken by the up man for Humphrey St. Francis. That was Jared Podlyska. And so with 5 seconds to go on the clock, this will give an opportunity for Humphrey St. Francis maybe to wind it up and throw downfield if they do that sort of thing.
This would be your pre-bit defense.
Boy, I'll say. A couple of safeties down at the 20-yard line. That is 20 yards in back of the line of scrimmage.
That's the furthest the linebackers have been off the line of scrimmage all night.
Yeah. Wides both ways for the Flyers. Under center is Krings. Lone setback is Liefeld. Back to pass. Liefeld in protection. He flings it down into the end zone, and it is intercepted again, this time by Hawthorne. The fourth interception of the first half for Giltner, and so Humphrey St. Francis cannot muster a comeback touchdown in the first half and leave down by 22 points, 36-14. We're back with the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports postseason. And the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers, and working hard is always the key to success, and Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight, and continued success to state from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This is the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue in Hastings. Allens will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials, so you get more for less, only at your locally owned Allens Superstore, West 2nd Street. And Hastings. Before we continue on with this football game, as far as conversation, let's just get you up to speed on some scores from other quarterfinal games. And C1, first of all, Pierce beat Ballantyne 30-13. Also in C1, Norfolk Catholic defeated Chadron 35-13. Other games yet to come is a game you'll hear on our ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. That'll be Boone Central at Minden coming up. Ogallala's at Gothenburg. Wahoo is at Bishop Newman. David City at Garlington. Omaha Roncalli at Columbus Lakeview. And Platteview at Columbus SCOTUS. Now in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia, where you'll want to know, was beaten by, Hastings St. Cecilia defeated West Holt 35-21 in a game you heard here on Platte River Radio's 1230 a.m. with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell. Perkins County was defeated by Crofton 37-9. Harlington Central Catholic is at Oakland Craig. Cambridge is at North Platte St. Pat's. Wilbur Claytonia is at the Lincoln Christian Lutheran High Northeast at Aquinas Catholic. Elmwood Murdoch is at Tri-County, and Kearney Catholic in Blue Hill is going on right now on our sister station 98.9 KKPR with Doug Duda. Garden County beat Shelton earlier today, 58-52. That was a triple overtime loss for Shelton. Overton is at Elgin Pope John. It's 8-6 Elgin Pope John in the first. Last score we have on that. Creighton is leading Nebraska Christian 30-0 at halftime. Kennesaw has a 24-0 second quarter lead on Alma. High Plains has a 6-point lead, 18-12 over Pender right now in the first period. Burwell has a 12-6 second period lead on South Loop. Freeman at BDS has an 8-6 lead there. And the Guardian Angels at Friend. No, that's coming up. Fall City Sacred Heart, 28-20. Falls to Clarkson, 28-20. That's the final. Clarkson on top. Loomis defeated O'Neill St. Mary's, 42-22. They jumped off quick on that one. A game you heard on Platte River Radio's ESPN Superstation 1460 earlier today. Pleasanton is trailing Medicine Valley 41-22 at halftime. And here at half, of course, we've got 36-14, Giltner leading Humphrey St. Francis. Exeter Milligan is leading Pawnee City by a 16-0 score. And I guess Larry the Cable Guy wouldn't be too happy to hear about that one. I think that's where he's from. All right. This is the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. We'll get you up to date on some scores, scoring recaps, and individual stats from this game. Giltner leading Humphrey St. Francis 36-14 from Giltner. Craig Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller will be back right after this on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck. From JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, I think we're back. It is at halftime, 36-14, and we are enjoying the music from the Pep Band on the outside and a little bit of pizza from the Sitting Bull Saloon here on the inside.
Excellent.
Man, that's... Thank you so much, guys. Butch, fellas. This is going to take a while. This is the scoring recap. Giltner came out with their
with their first possession of the ball game after they stopped Humphrey St. Francis got the opening kickoff, and the first play of the game was a 10-yard gain for Humphrey St. Francis. And for the long period of time in the first half, that was the longest game for Humphrey St. Francis, as Gilder got up top 8-0 right away on a 57-yard run by Trevor Poppin and a 2-point conversion. St. Francis came back in the ensuing drive and had a 25-yard touchdown pass completed. Were not able to get the 2-point conversion and trailed 8-6 with 9:07 to go in the first period of play. The Gilder Hornets had the one long run, but then they had drives of 65, 65, and 61 yards, some coming off interceptions. One of them was a 65-yard drive capped by Jake Findlay on a one-yard run, brought him out to 16-6. The PAT was no good. Then in the ensuing possession by Humphrey St. Francis, Dustin Hastings picked off a pass, and on their possession off of that turnover, it was Hastings that caught a 30-yard pass from Jake Findlay, and they were up 22-6 after the after that touchdown. Again, the 2-point on that one was no good. Findlay intercepted the second of three consecutive interception. Jake Findlay, that started a 65-yard drive. That interception was in the end zone, resulted in a touchback, and a 65-yard drive off of that turnover, a 10-yard Trevor Poppin run. There was no 2-point conversion that time either, and it brought the score out to 28-6. Humphrey St. Francis scored on a 60-yard pass to Werner, resulting in a touchdown, and it became 28-14 as their 2-pointer was successful. Then a 2-yard run by Drew Ott capped a 61-yard drive in the closing seconds of the first half, and that puts us where we are right now, Giltner 36 and Humphrey St. Francis 14. We're going to take a break, and we'll get you some individual statistics, and they're probably pretty substantial when we come back on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, benefiting from 3 interceptions and 3 sustained drives, and then one more for good measure on a long run by Trevor Poppin, the Giltner Hornets are on top of the Flyers of Humphrey St. Francis, 36-14 at home in Giltner, which is where you're hearing this broadcast from. If Giltner wins tonight, probably a road trip to Howell's, which is what they had to do last year.
Ooh. I'm surprised they ran into the fire there.
Well, I'll say. There's some pretty good teams at the top end of the D2 rankings here. And as we said at the get-go, probably the way things shaped out, the team that goes home early in this bracket, whether it's on the Howell's bracket, they're playing Dodge tonight. Howell's and Dodge are merging next year, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
So that Howell's will not be a Class D football program anymore, merging with Dodge. Now, we hear there's a little bit of rumbling as to whether or not they're going to rethink that or not. I don't know. I don't know anything about it at all, but that was someone saying that earlier here. But Howell's, of course, has been they've been the perpetual dominant team in Class D, the machine, you might call them, and I think you did.
Yeah.
So anyhow... I don't think Giltner or Humphrey St. Francis, anyone will be sorry to see Howell's take off, but that may happen. They're playing Dodge tonight. Real quick here.
Giltner was just a really impressive stats. Poppin is just ripping it off here at 142 yards here in the first half. 10 yards, 10 yards, 10 yards, 10 yards, 12 yards. Just option left, option right. Hawthorne with a few nice runs there of his own, about 40 yards. One of them coming on a long 18-yard one right there before half. Quarterback just taking care of the ball, only having to throw the ball 3 out of 5 times, 37 yards. One the long touchdown pass down the sideline for Finley, where the 29-yard pass coming off the interception. So just real efficient. Only 3 penalties for 20 yards, no turnovers, taking care of the ball, taking care of business. And I expect to see more of that in the second half. For Humphrey St. Francis, their big gainer, Pfeiffer, 68 yards on the night, 25 of those coming on one run, and then a 10 and a 12-yard run. So pretty well shutting him down. A lot of 2s and 4s and 1-yard runs, which I'm sure he is not used to. The passing game, 6 of 9 passing for 112 yards, but 4 interceptions now because they intercepted right there before halftime. So they've been efficient with it at times, but down in the scoring end zone, that big interception was a big swing sort of for Krink. Krink's carrying the ball for only about 10 yards, 5 yards here, 5 yards there. So just really solid defense by Giltner. Good offense. They found something that works in that option game, and they're just staying with it. So I expect to see more of the second half. Humphrey St. Francis has got to find a way to get their guy moving the ball up and down the field because he's used to picking up. He's a 1,000-yard gainer on his own for the season.
Yeah, I think that the key of the game for Giltner was getting out front and getting a quick start. They're comfortable that way. Sometimes in playoff football, when you get into a situation you're not used to or haven't been used to in the regular season, that just does not bode well, and I think that was very important for Jeff Ashby, coach of this team, to fulfill that prophecy and try and get the quick start, and they did jump off to an 8-0 lead right on their first possession of the ball game. All right, we're going to take a 90-second timeout. 90-second timeout, you've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, score is 36-14. We're about ready to get going here in the second half of play. And it'll be very interesting. How many possessions will it take, Tim Bob, to figure out if Humphrey St. Francis has made any big adjustments here to come out of the second half better than they did the first?
I would think they better make some of the first possession, some way to slow down that game, some way to make them go to something else besides popping in this first drive.
Giltner will get the ball right away. They lost the coin flip, and we'll have it now as coming back, taking the kickoff is Hawthorne. He gets it all the way out to the 29-yard line. Nice run back by Hawthorne for Giltner, and they've got some pretty good field possession here. Position. And we got a little wind disrupting things in there. Giltner. Giltner with the spread formation again has Ott in the slot to the left side. Findlay option to the right side. Keeps it himself. Got close to a first down as he is tackled there by Krings, the opposite number. His quarterback rival brings up second down and about go.
Last couple of times they run that option, they take away the pitch man and made the quarterback make the play. That may be their first adjustment, is to make the quarterback carry the ball a little more than pop it. Don't know.
In other words, cover the pitch man closer.
Right.
Shotgun formation, man in motion. They give it to Hawthorne, he bobbles the ball, and he may be taken down for a loss. It'll be less of a loss than it could have been, but he will be marked back by about a yard, and it'll bring up third down and 2 yards to go now for Giltner. That was one where the hands get a little bit cold in this weather, and until you get back into the ball-handling mode, you know.
That could have been a lot worse than it was. He bobbled it, bounced off his shoulder pads, flipped it in the air, and finally got control of it.
Hastings split wide to the left side. Ott, the slot man, to the left side. Hawthorne wide to the right. Option right side. And Findlay will keep it for the first down. Didn't get a lot, but he got enough. In on the tackle there for Humphrey St. Francis was Ethan Krings. I'm guessing some relative of the quarterback, but I don't know if it's a cousin, a brother, or what, but he in on defense there. First down and 10 now for Giltner as they pick up their first down of the second half. Clock at 10 and a half to go in the third. And Giltner out front 36-14. Hastings wide to the right side. Deuce backfield in back of Findlay, the quarterback. Takes the shotgun snap, hands off straight ahead to Poppin, and he'll get a couple of yards. So does it look like Giltner's kind of slowing things down a little bit or not?
Yeah, they're not rushing to their plays a little bit. It looks like they're letting the clock run. It's in their favor now. Taking their time. Making some adjustments, as you said. That's a little different look. They got Duke backfield, ran the actual belly play, if you will, from that set. And a little different look.
Findlay in the gun. Has Ott in the slot to the right side. Option left side. Keeps it himself. Gets not a whole lot. In fact, he's going to be tackled for no gain, maybe a half yard shy of the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 8 yards to go coming. 9.5 as the clock runs here, but a 22-point lead for Giltner. And you don't want to give up on a possession, but I suppose there is that tendency to get a little bit like, hey, we're up by 22. I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're going to see a pass right here. They're really taking away that option game. They're coming hard with the linebackers. The corners are coming up strong. I think you're going to have a receiver down the field option if that continues.
Slot man is out to the left side. Shotgun. Findlay back to pass. Now pulls it down and he scrambles forward. Did he get a first down? I don't think he got the first down, but he brings it close enough so an attempt on fourth down is conceivable. Fourth down and one to go when they come back to the line of scrimmage, and this would be one of those options that Findlay may have to either pooch kick it or run it. No, he won't either, because Ott is going into the Wildcat. Ott calls out the signals. He's standing in the quarterback slot, keeps it himself, goes forward, got and plows forward for almost 10 more yards. So Drew Ott out of that Wildcat, nothing fancy about it. It's Big Ten football.
What a weapon there when you could switch over and put that big of a running back, direct snap to his to the ball, and then just take it off tackle with power and speed.
Again, Drew Ott is the young man going to Iowa as a tight end next year. And he's still in the Wildcat. First and 10. The ball is spotted inside the 25. Ott keeps it himself again. Big running room. Plows over a man inside the 10-yard line. He just bowled over two people. One of them was higher, the reserve I-back and linebacker. And so that's another first down as Drew Ott takes over the power game here from the Wildcat. 36-14, clock at 7:53. Ott remains in there as the Wildcat quarterback. Slot is Findlay to the right side. Ott keeps it himself again and falls forward for another yard or two. Boy, he just popped two people on that last play. Did you see that?
Well, he did. He just lowered his shoulder and laid into the defender. And shoulders going forward, and they're going backwards. That was a big, big possession, big first down. Big, nice drive here. You were giving up on it a minute ago. Plowing down the field.
I wasn't giving up on it. I wondered whether they were giving up on the drive, if they were going to punt it away, but obviously they didn't. They didn't even have a thought of that. Shotgun is Findlay. Man in motion is Hawthorne. They fake it to him, go left side. Poppins got the option, and he'll get stopped by Heyer coming up from the defensive back position. And it'll be third down coming. It is goal to go. Third down coming inside the 9-yard line.
They've taken away that option game. The cornerbacks are coming up really strong. I think you get, again, you run that speed off. You've got to sell it a little bit to get that corner to come up, and then you got that receiver open.
This is going to be four down territory, obviously. Third down coming up. Ott goes wide to the right side. Findlay is the quarterback now, and Hawthorne in the slot to the left side, Hastings wide to the left. The motion is to the right side, and Poppin keeps it himself, gets inside, I think inside the 5-yard line. It'll be fourth down and goal to go from about the 5-yard line. Giltner is out front by 22 points, 36-14. Clock down to 6:10 to go here in period number three from Giltner. Under the lights, a chilly night, but all in all, considering what it could have been, not bad.
Playoff football.
It is play, you bet. Hastings goes wide to the left side. Fitz actually wide to the left side. It's Poppin, Hawthorne, and Hastings are to the left. Drew Ott is the lone tight end to the right side. Now they put Hawthorne in motion. Back to pass Findlay. Looks to the end zone. Looking. Fires. It is incomplete in the end zone. The ball was intended, I think. That was Ott getting up, but it was a pretty low football. Low pass, and that'll turn it over on downs Humphrey St. Francis.
They took away the option to throw to Ott right in the middle of the field. The quarterback tried to come back to his secondary receiver, threw it a little low, a little hard, and they turn it over on downs.
Humphrey St. Francis will get it back, but not in good position. They're back at the 5-yard line, their own 5-yard line. They pitch to Pfeiffer. Looks for the cutback and pulls forward for about 4 or 5 yards. Gets it out beyond the 7-yard line. And that's just what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, they don't throw the ball. We've seen interceptions. You're not going to come out and throw the ball. You're going to establish your primary running back, the guy who's carried you all year, and you're going to run him.
Clock at 5:15 to go now as there's a stoppage in play. I think there's just an equipment adjustment going on there for Humphrey St. Francis. John Weezer had some shoe issues, and he's all right now. Under center. And Krings hands off to the up man, and the big fullback has some running room as he gets out for a first down. No, it wasn't either. That was Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, the tailback. I thought it was the fullback. But Pfeiffer had some momentum, got himself a first down.
First and 10 at the 16-yard line, their own 16-yard line now, as they got out from the shadow of the goalposts.
And he's a good back. He takes his time, he takes his holes, and you give him a crease, and he will run. He'll make you pay for it.
Yeah, there's no doubt in looking at the stats who the man on that offense was as far as the running back, Derek Pfeiffer. I formation, Pfeiffer dots the I again, back to pass, Krings pumps once. He's got a man on a little throw downfield to the 40-yard line.
Nice play by Hawthorne. He just played that well. They tried to get the tight end on a little out route. Hawthorne set on the tight end, tried to go up the side. Hawthorne turned and ran with him all the way. Quarterback just threw it away. So good defense there by the corner.
Took a long time to develop. Took a long time for the quarterback to launch that ball, and that gave the defense a good opportunity to adjust and bracket that receiver. Ball was intended for Warner. 4:25 as the clock stops on that incompletion. Deuce backfield, fake one way. Krings fires across the middle. He's got a man, and it is complete. It is complete now to the running back or end, tight end, Jared Podlyska, 175-pound senior, and that'll move the chains for Humphrey St. Francis. 36-14 is the score. Giltner on top by 22 points. They had a long drive to open the first half, but were unable to put points on the board. Took a lot of time off the clock, as you can tell, because this is Humphrey St. Francis' first possession of the second half, and they're down under 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third period. Single setback, wing to the right side now. It's Pfeiffer goes in motion. They fake it to him, Krings to the right side, falls forward for a couple of yards, and it'll be second down and 8 yards to go.
Tiny little misdirection going there with Pfeiffer going one way. Quarterback fakes it, tries to come back, but good discipline by the Hornets, staying at home on the backside.
Clock at 3:37 to go. Giltner out 36-14. Playoff football presented in part by Misco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, get your game on. I formation. Now they flip it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is going to be hauled down. Nice defensive play there by Logan Rath. That's a good pursuit there by Giltner, as Rath got to him about the time he was tucking the ball away and squaring the shoulders. Third down and 10.
Tried to go toss sweep to the outside. You said Rath came up and wasn't going to allow it. Not only did he turn it back, but he got his arms around Pfeiffer and dropped him for a loss. Third and 10.
Third down, 10, and 2:49 on the third period clock, and a 22-point deficit to overcome for Humphrey St. Francis if they're going to do it. Krings back to pass, being pressured, steps forward into the pocket. Nice move, pumps once, fires downfield, got Pfeiffer in it on his hands, incomplete. Covered there by Hastings and by Hawthorne. That had a chance, but it was well covered.
Well, quarterback got the ball down the field, had tons of time running around back there, and the ball came down right in the Pfeiffer's hands. He just couldn't handle it, and the defender was right there to knock it away.
Fourth and 10, interesting situation here for Humphrey St. Francis. It looks like they're going to have Pfeiffer kick the ball, but they're not really committing to it. They've got Krings back there in the shotgun. Now they switch into a more conventional punt formation. Fourth down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 30, and he does give it a ride straight away. Hawthorne is down inside the 15, picks it up, stutter step 15, 16-yard line, and he is then swarmed over by Jake Werner for Humphrey St. Francis. Good special teams play there by the Flyers, and the Hornets will set it up first and 10 just outside their 15-yard line.
Hawthorne just kind of dancing with him a little bit there. Didn't want to give up any yardage, but certainly didn't want to get plowed over. So.
But it's the kind of move you like to make when you're cold. It was nice, nice stutter step in there. First and 10. I formation. Poppin dots the I. Ott is the up man this time, and they give it to Poppin. Ott will block, and Poppin gets a couple of yards here. Brought tied to about the 21-yard line. Gain of 4. Drew out as your lead blocker. It can't be a bad thing.
Cannot be a bad thing. Nope.
2:10. Clock continues and is now becoming the
forthright enemy of Humphrey St. Francis, because they need to get the ball back and they need to get 22 points to tie.
At this point, Gilder just hanging on the ball and driving it is the best defense. Not they haven't played good defense, but just hanging on the ball and moving down the field is a great defense for Gilder.
And a 7-minute scoreless drive to open the second half. Poppin takes the pitch from Finley, almost stopped, and he falls forward over there. And gets actually nice yardage as second effort got him 3-4 more yards. And it'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets now.
Well, the Upper St. Francis is taking away that option game. They're not ripping off those big gains like they were before. So we'll see what kind of adjustments the coaches make to run up inside when you take away the option game.
Well, when you're up by 22 with about 17 minutes to go total in the ball game, you're not going to do a whole lot different, I would imagine. They go spread this time, though. Jake Findlay in the gun with a third down, fires out in the flat. He's got Poppin, and Poppin with the completion takes it out to the 35-yard line.
What a catch by Poppin. Ball thrown low and behind him, spun around, grabbed it, pirouetted, and picked up the first down.
Ball at the 35, first and 10 for the Giltner Hornets. And now they break the huddle and they send Hastings wide to the left side. Hawthorne, the slot, to the left. Ott, the tight end, but split out to the right side. Findlay option. Trevor Poppin takes the pitch and gets forward on the right side all the way out to the sticks. Good enough for another first down for Giltner. That was a well-disciplined option play to the right side.
Well-blocked play to the right side. Got a good block on the end to allow the quarterback to put that pressure on the linebacker, pitch it out there. Poppin's running like he was in the first half. That is a nice block on the outside with the key to running that option.
Again, they quickly huddle up. A very fast-paced offense here. They put Ott in the Wildcat formation. He'll receive the snap. Now they switch back with Findlay. Back in the conventional quarterback, Ott is the slot man to the left side. Shotgun, man in motion, Hawthorne. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Left side, got plenty of speed, and another 7 yards before he is hauled down there by Krings. And also, second down and 4 yards to go on the quick six pickup by Giltner.
They just come at you one player after another, Poppin and Hawthorne and Ott. And then don't forget about the quarterback. They just come at you with so many weapons.
That's a new wrinkle. I mean, multiple formation been around a long time, but then you add that tempo to it. That's what's amazing and exciting about this Giltner offense. For high school, it's very well coached. Hand off to Hawthorne. He gets enough for the first down, I think, inside the 25-yard line. That was a straight give-and-go on that one. And there's just a couple of seconds to go here in the third period. And quick as, you might say, quick as a hiccup, third period is gone.
Yeah, well, that time he had Ott lined up the fullback spot. They put Hawthorne back there. He's hard to even find behind that big old blocking fullback you have there, number 7.
Yeah, you've got those different pieces to put together. You got the smaller, quicker backs. You got big guys like Ott, 6'4", 247, and boom, there's the end of the third period of play. That third period lasted truly about 15 minutes. I mean, playing time and all. We're going to take a half-minute timeout here. We'll be back with the fourth period of play. Giltner still ahead, 36-14 over Humphrey St. Francis on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Here it is already, the high school fall sports postseason. And the folks at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan congratulate the Giltner Hornets for another great season. At B&B Carpet Service, they work hard to win and keep the trust of their customers. And working hard is always the key to success. And Giltner football just proves that. Best of luck in your game tonight and continued success to state from everyone at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, the area's only floorscape store.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, we were just doing a little bit of speculating about how Giltner might do against Howells this year. They had a good game against Howells at Howells last year. Did not come away with the win, but they were not taken out of their game last year. First down and 10 to go. Ball at the 25-yard line of St. Francis. Pitch Hawthorne, and he's going to get caught from behind. Shooting through there on a nice defensive play was John Weezer for Humphrey St. Francis, and that's a 5-yard loss and one of the few losses for Giltner tonight.
Just tried to go toss sweep to the left with Hawthorne. As you said, defender just shot right in behind the block of Ott, tackling for a loss.
And so second down now and 15 yards to go. The clock at 11:30 in this one. Jake Findlay in the gun, wides both ways, Hawthorne in motion. They fake the sweep to him, pitch it to Trevor, popping on the right side. He gets down inside the 20-yard line, and he'll get that lost yardage back plus 5. So it's going to be third down and 5 yards to go for Giltner. And we've had no scoring here in the second half. Third period went by with a long drive by Giltner that did not end up in a score, and then a possession that ended in a punt for Humphrey St. Francis, and then Giltner got the ball back, and that's where we are right now on that possession. This is the second possession of the second half for Giltner.
Yes, it is.
But they have just been eating the clock, and they're okay with that. They're up by 22. Hastings out to the left side wide. Hawthorne wide to the right. Ott, slot man to the right side. Poppin, slot man left side in the gun and drawing maybe offside and is shooting out into the flat to Poppin. Completed pass to Findlay. I thought he drew Humphrey St. Francis offside there. That's a kind of delayed the call. But they say no. First down. They'll take it that way.
Just a simple taking what they gave you. Receiver just ran a little curl route there, about a 5-yard curl, just enough to pick up the first down and delivered the ball on time. Leave the chain.
First and 10, the ball spotted outside the 10-yard line, so Giltner could get a first down before the touch. Hastings goes wide to the left side. Ott in the wildcat. No, he's not either. He's actually the up man as Findlay's under center now. Findlay goes under center and a handoff to Ott. Plows ahead inside the 10, and they'll just take as many seconds as they can off on this. And whether they score or not is probably not a huge deal.
Well, I'm sure they want to get some points out of it, but they certainly don't want to rush anything. If they can take four downs to do it and then maybe a few more from first goal, that wouldn't hurt their feelings at all.
Now, in many games this year, Jeff Ashley has pulled his starters by this time of the ball game. His starters are still in there, although they're moving around to different positions. Findlay is under center again. Ott is the up man. Hawthorne, the tailback. He'll get the carry following Ott across the right side and gets down inside the 5-yard line. And so it'll be third down and about 4 to go. Ball spotted at the 5-yard line. Again, they can get a first down before the touchdown if that's the way the cookie crumbles here.
What a versatile little back Hawthorne is. They just, as you said, just interchangeable parts.
Same formation, Ott the up man, Hawthorne dots the eye. Findlay under center, hands off to Hawthorne, and he gets down inside the 5. He's close to a first down. Let's see where they move it to. It's going to be fourth down and very short no matter what.
They're going to call for a measurement.
So the down marker guys always switched it over to first down already. Now they're going to say not so fast there. And they're going to bring the chains out and bring the chains across. I'm sorry?
The line judge stood for fourth down right away, but then they called for a measurement.
Well, it's going to be very close. And now it looks like about a half of a football length to go. And
I'm thinking number 7. Probably picked that up.
We're thinking along the same lines. I was just about to say that. You know, a guy like Drew, I could make you a pretty smart football coach.
It's always about the players. I can tell you, coaches can do so much. You got to have the horses.
And this horse, wearing number 7, they're not going to line up yet. Now they time out Humphrey St. Francis. So 8:57 on the clock on this one. 36-14. Giltner is in the lead, and we're back in a half minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
There's nothing more American than football. And Advantage Chevrolet is the best in America when it comes to the best deals on all the hot new Chevy cars. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school championship coverage is brought to you, presented in part by Five Points Bank in Hastings, locally owned and locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth, one of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. By golly, we got a couple of pretty good couple of weeks coming up here as we wrap things up, not until about the 21st or 2nd of November for state championships. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to thank Humphrey St. Francis for letting me get a bite of that good pizza that we brought to us from Sitting Bull Cap Salute there.
Sitting Bull. Under center is Finley. In motion is Hawthorne, and the referees don't like what they see. Flags come up. Procedure call against Giltner on this, and that's costly because instead of fourth and not much, there's going to be fourth and five coming.
I didn't see what the movement was. It was odd because Hawthorne went in motion. The flag went in the air, and I don't know what. He must have seen something on the interior line.
Well, I was going to say, unless one of the linemen flinched as the back went in motion. I don't know, but it was pretty instantaneous call there by the referee. Fourth down and five now, and so that will change the complexion of the play a little bit as they put Trevor Poppin back in the backfield with Findlay. They've got wides both ways, and Drew Ott, slot man, is to the right side. Long count, shotgun, option, right side, pop an option, pass into the end zone, is picked off. Picked off at the 5-yard line by Humphrey St. Francis. Good heads-up play there by the linebacker. And that was, I think that was Jared Liefeld with the pickoff there. And so, again, a long drive, a lot of time off the clock, but no scoring that time for Giltner.
Well, I think they were trying to throw the option pass. Should have thrown it maybe to Ott for a jump ball, but he tried to force it in between two receivers, and Flyer just jumped right in front of that one.
Krings under center. Everybody is in tight with a single setback. They hand it off. No, they don't either. They fake it and roll the quarterback to the throwback to the tailback at the 20-yard line, and he moves forward to about the 23. They faked it to Pfeiffer and then rolled to the left and threw it back to Pfeiffer out in the right flat. And that's good enough for a first down and some breathing room for Humphrey St. Francis, but there's not a whole lot of room for breathing here at all with 8:30 to go in this ball game, and they're down by 22 points.
Poor little Hawthorne was out there one-on-one with the big Pfeiffer, and all he could do was just try to direct him another way, but he wasn't going to bring him down.
I formation again. Pfeiffer is the tailback. One wide out left side. Taken to Pfeiffer. Throwing the flat. They've got a man. That is Warner, and he is out to the 35-yard line. Jake Warner, the 185-pound junior, and pulls down another one. That's his second or third reception of the night. And he's been pretty productive for Humphrey St. Francis. First down and 10 now for the Flyers. The ball is spotted just shy of midfield at the 35-yard line. 80-yard, 8-man field here, remember. 8:05 to go in this one. And again, Krings comes up under center. This time a deuce backfield there. They're scooched up pretty close to the line of scrimmage here. There'll be some tight quarters as dropping back to pass is Krings. Looks, fires long, and it is intended for pickoff. In and out of the hands, Hawthorne. I thought he was going to come down with it. He had it, and as he landed, the ball popped out. That would have been a fifth interception against Humphrey St. Francis tonight. The ball was intended for Pfeiffer on the wheel route downfield, but no go.
Well, Klinger's a left-handed quarterback. Throws real good on the run, but when he stands back there and throws it, he doesn't throw a real tight spiral. That one fluttered a little. Hawthorne had time to get underneath it, and you said it should have been intercepted. Not so sure the offensive receiver didn't knock it out of his hand.
That could have been, too. 7:48 now, clock stop. Deuce backfield, Krings under center, and again, this looks like a pass situation. Back to pass. Fires across the center, and that time it is picked off. Drew Hastings with... Dustin Hastings with his second pickoff of the night. And that is the fifth INT recorded against Humphrey St. Francis tonight. And Giltner will take over first and 10 with 7:43 to go in this ball game. They're up 36-14.
And that was a nice interception. He went, came up and made a play on the ball, cut in front of the receiver, dove in there and made the interception. So
Dustin Hastings picking off two passes tonight. And on one in the first half, he scored on a long pass in the ensuing drive. He split to the left. Findlay, option, popping, left side, forges ahead down to the 40-yard line, or up to the 40-yard line, I should say, at midfield, and it'll bring up second down and about a yard to go as he crossed midfield. They'll spot it actually down to the 39-yard line.
That quarterback runs that option really smooth. He's real patient, pitches the ball when the defender takes him, and then pop it just goes north and south, or east and west in this case.
That's kind of the paradox of this whole thing. They're a hurry-up offense, but they're patient when the play gets going, waiting for the blocks to set up and whatnot. Ott, the fullback, under center again is Findlay. He'll feed just to the tailback, Hawthorne, and he'll plow right ahead, trying to pick up the first down. Let's see how close he got to it. He may have it. He may have it, and they say, yes, he does. And so that'll move the chains. Fresh set of downs for Giltner. 6:57 to go in the ball game. Findlay had the opportunity to come to the near sideline, talk to the coaching staff, and come back out to the huddle with the play that quickly. Hastings
was used to being on the field. They're over getting cold. They're not used to playing this long.
Yeah. Wides both ways. Ott, the slot man, right side. Hawthorne motion. Fake it to him. Option right side by the quarterback, and Findlay gets down to the 30-yard line, and a flag comes in late. Hold against Giltner.
Oh, boy.
So Giltner has not committed many penalties this evening.
That's only their third penalty of the night, I believe.
And that'll be a hold that'll put the ball back from the point of the foul 10 yards, and they'll mark it out to about midfield again or a little beyond that.
And with those last two penalties have been costly.
Yeah, they mark it all the way down to the 33-yard line of Giltner on that. It'll be first down and 20 yards to go. First and 20. The hole must have been right near the line of scrimmage.
Right, the line of scrimmage. I did not.
Well, that would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Most of them on a running play would be near the line of scrimmage, wouldn't they? Shotgun Findlay with Trevor Poppin standing near him in the backfield. Has a spread. Ott to the right side is in the slot. Hastings wide left. Hawthorne in motion, right to left, gets the handoff on the jet sweep, and that's going to be diagnosed quickly there by Krings. And also over there, nicely for Humphrey St. Francis, again, is John Weezer. He's had a good night on defense. I suspect that through the year, he's had a terrific year based on their record.
Yes, he has. They're going to have to throw the ball, I think, in this situation. I've been surprised how little they've thrown the ball to Ott. They've used him more as a running back and more as a than a receiver.
But as you said on that last play, they probably would have thought better by throwing it to him and letting him climb the ladder, go for it, instead of a low pass that was picked off by Humphrey St. Francis. Ott is now tight to the right. And they go with Hawthorne in motion. They hand off on the crossbar. Poppin almost loses the ball, gets out to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up still a pretty salty distance here, about third down and 12 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets, as Findlay comes to the near sideline to talk to the coaching staff, quickly picks up the play, goes back to the huddle. The referees wind the clock, and with 5:05 to go, Giltner is back in the huddle.
And the best thing is the clock continues to run. This offense is just running the ball, picking up first downs, and the clock's not stopping.
Giltner with Findlay continuing in the ball game and in the shotgun. Poppin in the backfield with him, Ott right side, slot to the left, that's Hawthorne in motion, and a whistle blows, and that time we have a timeout. Timeout taken by Jeff Ashby. So we'll be back in 30 seconds with Giltner in the lead, 36-14, 4:42 in this one on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2008, so it's at 9, 10, 11. That's 4 years in this system.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back from this timeout, we're just talking about the system that Jeff Ashby has installed here. And back when Nate Most was running the offense and doing an amazing job at it, that was 4 years ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago. And now here we are in 2011. This is like these kids were probably in middle school when this thing was going, and they've had a lot of years to learn the system, and it shows with the discipline. Back to pass out of the gun. Finley fires into the flat. It is, again, tipped away that time, again by Weezer. It was intended for Poppin, but Weezer got in the way. And with 4:38 to go, it's an incompleted pass. And fourth down coming here for Giltner. They're quickly back to the line of scrimmage. They have Hendricks wide to the left side. And Hawthorne will go wide to the right side. And now they're going to punt. And it'll be Poppin standing at the 30-yard line of the Hornets. It's only the second time they've punted tonight. It's a high kick, goes out of bounds, not a very good kick in terms of yardage, but it took some time, and that's really all they care about at this point. They're up by 22. They're going to win it. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Giltner 36, Humphrey St. Francis 14. Giltner remains undefeated. Humphrey St. Francis will end the year with only two losses, and to two pretty fine football teams, the two teams that will probably meet next week, Howells and Giltner. I'm guessing Howells is going to beat Dodge tonight. They're lining up about this time, and Giltner will win this one. So we'll have a rematch at Howells again next week, as Howells was playing at Dodge this evening. St. Francis, in their version of the spread, wides both ways, single setback, Krings back to pass, going to be pressured. Firing down. No, he pulls it down and then fires, and he's got for about a 7-yard completion over the middle, defended there by Ryan Clear, and it'll be second down and 6 yards to go. On that, it didn't stop the clock, though, so we're down to 4:10. Deuce backfield. Everybody is in tight. Klings back to pass, or Krings back to pass again, fires, and gets enough for a first down. As waiting on that reception again was Jared Podliska.
Just trying to hit that tight end over the middle, something quick. As I said, the quarterback doesn't throw the ball well down the field, but he throws those short pass, intermittent passes very well when he gets his feet set.
Springs is a senior, so this will be his last ball game for Humphrey St. Francis. They set up a screen to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets the pass, but also attracts some tacklers and gets back just beyond the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a gain of 1, maybe 2 yards, bringing up 8 or 9 to go. Let's see where they spot it. Actually, only about a yard gain. Second down coming, and 9 yards to go. 3:33 on the closing minutes of this scoreboard clock.
Trying to get a screen pass going, something short, just move the ball down the field. At this point, they just need to do a quick pass and try to get a score here.
Under center again is Krings. Back to pass on the second down play. Rolls left again across the middle. He's got a man. That's, Warner. And Warner is tackled at the 25-6-yard line. Let's see where they spot it. 25-yard line. Warner comes up with another pass reception, and he's had a good night. First down and 10 for Humphrey St. Francis as they'll wind the clock with 3:08 to go and a first down and 10 to go.
I think our chain men are hung up over there. We got technical errors over there. Chain. Operator error, maybe.
Kink in your chain.
Yeah, they've got a kink in their hoses or chainers or something over there.
You get older, you do that a lot.
Yep.
I'm just looking at something here. Yeah, I can't can't find what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the brackets. I'm going to say, in the brackets, this could be the last game of the season for Giltner here at home, because they'll be on the road at Howells. Then after that, it'll be the championship game, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Back to pass is Krings, fires across the middle again. He's got a man, and that again is Jake Warner. And that will move that down guy down by 9 yards. Second down and 1 yard to go now. Clock at 2:40 in this one. Krings quickly breaks the huddle. He's got one setback in the backfield with him. Pfeiffer split out wide to the right side. He's the only wide man. Everybody else is in tight. Krings is looking right for him, looking in the end zone. Pumps once, now dancing around. Fires cross field, and it is complete again to Warner. And Warner is going to be close to the first down, and let's see. Yes, they're going to move it. Jake Warner coming up with another nice reception there for Humphrey St. Francis. And a first down and 10 with 2:20 to go in this ball game. Giltner goes undefeated at home this year. All comers so far this year. And they fire the pass incomplete. It was intended again for Podliska.
Nice play there by Poppin. Got his hand up, knocked that one down, trying to hit a little quick screen there to the sideline.
That incompletion stops the clock. We have had no scoring in the second half. We had 50 points scored in the first half, no scores in the second half. Giltner up by 22 is okay with that so long as
really
they maintain that margin. Spread back to pass, Krings dancing around, fires to a point in the end zone. It's incomplete. Nice coverage by Ott back there. The ball was intended for Warner again, and Ott was on him like a blanket. And so
a little wide of him, so he's been a heck of a catch for you to got it. But as you said, Ott was right there to make the tackle if he had caught it.
Pretty nice throw. He was thrown to a spot, and his intended receiver just didn't get to the spot. He was covered well by Ott. It occurs to me there's not much I can say that doesn't rhyme with Ott tonight.
No, that's true.
Ott in the slot.
Ott in the slot. Hornets are swarming. You see me fool the pun.
If I was trying to do it, I couldn't. They got a wingman to the right side. He'll come in motion to the left. Fake it to him on the end around now. Krings keeps it himself, and he'll be forced out of bounds. Far side of the field as the seconds dwindle here for Humphrey St. Francis in the 2011 football season. 1:56 to go in this one. I just caught myself saying dwindling seconds of the 2011 football season, and I can't believe that's happening already.
It's quick. It happens fast.
It does. Krings back to the huddle now for Humphrey St. Francis, breaks it. And he's got Podliska as the tight end to the left side, Warner to the right side, Deuce backfield up close in back of the line under center. And again, back to pass and rolling, and then going back the other way, complete pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Pfeiffer, and Humphrey St. Francis is on the board again, this time for six more. Pfeiffer brings it in, and it's 36-20.
That play they ran earlier in the scrimmage, they roll everybody to the left, they take all the pressure to the right, and they just sneak Pfeiffer out there, and he's standing all alone in the end zone. Didn't even have to run, just took a couple of jog steps for the touchdown.
That must be one of their bread-and-butter plays, with the flow going one way, and then they go back against the grain to the tailback, and that time it counted for a touchdown. Now the ball is on the ground on the two-point attempt, and it'll be 36-20 with a minute 50 to go in this ball game. So the lead for Giltner is cut back to 16 from the 22, but it's still fairly safe here with a minute 50 to go that Giltner will live to fight another day.
You think we'll see an onside kick here from Humphrey St. Francis?
Yeah.
It's a good hands team out there on the field.
A good hands team has probably got plenty cold hands at this point in the ball game. Boy, it's amazing how one week can change the whole predicament here for teams late in the game. And again, for the most part, the Giltner Hornets starters have not played this deep into the ball game for most of the games this year.
Well,
They've been that far in front.
Probably, you know, again, going up there to play house, going to have to play the whole game. You've got to be prepared to play four quarters. And they have executed their offense, but in the red zone, they've had two turnovers and unable to capitalize here in the second half. So, you know, you can't do that against the defending state champ next week.
We'll put together what we have as far as the scores and try and get our brackets caught up here, give you a little indication as to who's going to be where next week. I just found what I was looking for in terms of those brackets here. It'll be a week away, next Tuesday. Onside kick bounces high, and it's recovered by Humphrey St. Francis right in front of us here, in front of the Gilder bench. And again, it's Werner with the good play for Humphrey St. Francis. So with a minute 49 to go, Humphrey St. Francis gets the ball back.
That was a nice onside kick. Kicker kicked it just right. Nice top spin. Got a big bounce here right at the sideline. Kind of went in between the players. And Humphrey St. Francis capitalized. They're thinking they're not dead yet.
No, they aren't. They aren't dead yet. Under center is Krings. Wide out right side, single setback, back to pass, looking for Werner across the middle. Now he fires long. Pfeiffer falls down, ball bounces in front of him, and no harm, no foul there. He was down of his own accord. He was backpedaling there and just had the balance.
Ball was well underthrown there. Him and Hawthorne standing back there, and neither one of them really had a real chance at it, I don't think.
Clock stops at a minute 42. They would have to get two scores and two-point conversions to tie this thing. Pfeiffer goes wide to the left side. Single setback. Everybody else is in tight. Krings under center. Calls out the signals. Back to pass. Looking, pumping once now. Pulls it down. Runs it himself. Gets a block on the near side and gets enough for a first down, I think. They're going to wind the clock. A minute 30 to go. And now they stop it to move the chains. A minute 31 to go. Clock is stopped. Chain moves. First down for Humphrey St. Francis. Krings over talking to the coaching staff. Comes back in quickly with the play. And Giltner would rather have wrapped this thing up by now, I'm sure. You can say what you want to about the improbability of it. You still get nervous this late in the game with that kind of lead. Back to pass. Krings has the ball blocked. Actually, his arm was blocked as he moved forward. He was trying to get the ball to his fullback, and the ball kind of fluttered and fell harmlessly. Liefeld, the intended receiver on that, he would have been the safety valve, and it would not have been a big game. It'll be second gain. It would be second down and 10 now. A minute 15 to go, and Giltner will be on the road to Howells Tuesday. I'm guessing a night game again.
Yeah, a night game. But Giltner's just making sure they'll give up that underneath stuff. They'll keep it in front of them. Just don't give up anything deep.
Again, wide out is Pfeiffer to the left. Single setback. Back to pass. Krings got some time. Now he's going to be flushed out. Works to his right. He's a left-handed passer. It's a tough throw. Gets it downfield to Werner. In and out of his hands. And Werner is disappointed. He had been making great plays all night long. That came in and out of the hands, and he knows he should have caught that one.
Yeah, he was thinking about getting up field. Hawthorne came flying right in front of him. Either him or Poppin are just by him, and he just kind of broke his concentration, and ball got away from him.
Clock stops with a minute 7 on the scoreboard. 36-20, Giltner by 16. But Humphrey St. Francis showing some late signs of life, at least some game effort here, and closing the gap. Pfeiffer goes to the wing on left side. Krings under center, lone setback. Again, straight back to pass. Now he pulls it down, scrambles around, has some running room, but a hold is going to be called in the offensive backfield, and that's going to hurt Humphrey St. Francis as they attempt to get at least another score here. Hold against Humphrey St. Francis will mark the ball back 10 yards and probably move the line of scrimmage back to midfield.
You know, you never know how valuable this may be to Giltner in the next round, because how many times has Giltner had to play against a hurry-up, pressure offense, got some team coming at you, in a desperate situation in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that type of opportunity to practice it in games or practice or even in scrimmages. So this is a really good opportunity for Giltner that may come in handy in the next round.
All right, Giltner's going to just rush two people now as the ball does go all the way back to midfield, just to the Giltner, to the Humphrey St. Francis side of midfield, just inside the 40-yard line. Wides both ways, single setback. Two-man rush for Giltner. Krings back to pass. Flings it downfield. Got Werner, and it's complete. Close to a first down. 51 seconds to go. They'll move the chains. That'll momentarily stop the clock. And Humphrey St. Francis trying to close the gap here. Down by 16. 51 seconds to go. Krings with an I formation. First and 10. Spikes the ball. And the timeout was called already by Jeff Ashby, so they won't waste that down. And Giltner will take the timeout, 48 seconds on the clock. Let's us take a 30-second timeout here. Score 36-20, Giltner on top of Humphrey St. Francis on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Idaho Radio's coverage of state championship football is presented in part by Misco Sporting Goods of Kearney. Get your game on with Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Single setback, Pfeiffer in the slot, works from the left to the right. They pitch it to him. No, they fake it to him. Now they're in the flat to the fullback, Liefeld, and he is pushed out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. 40 seconds to go. Again, they've done a good job here in the second half, at least, of isolating that back out in the flat, going against the grain and completing that pass.
That's a very tough play. I call it waggle, where you run the fullback out in the flat. You run off the corners with your deep route, and it's really hard to get a linebacker to come and cover that fullback out in the flat.
Now, in that direction, it's a little easier for Krings, a left-handed passer, to throw it, but he... That one to Werner, that was a tough pass. He was thrown across his body as he was moving to his right. Under center again, Krings looks to the end zone, pulls it down, goes forward himself, and he'll be tackled for a touchdown or not. Let's see. They're unpiling now, and he's right at the goal line. They're not going to give it to him. 32 seconds to go. Clock is stopped, and they're going to take a moment to measure.
No, they're not either.
They're
goal.
There's no point in measuring. They're actually giving him a first down.
First and goal.
The ball is spotted inside the 1-yard line, so he did not get the touchdown. And another timeout is going to be taken here. I think that one was taken by whom?
I didn't see the signal.
I didn't see the signal either. But very quick timeout here. I'm guessing that was a timeout taken by Humphrey St. Francis. Wow, what a wild one this would be if they got this in, got another onside kick, and scored quickly.
That's
I thought they had this tucked away.
you'd stuck a fork in them.
I did.
They're still fighting. They're still, the Flyers have not given up.
I've been such a quitter tonight, haven't I? 36-20 as Krings is under center, and he's got a wingman to the right side. Single setback. And he'll fall forward himself. Did he get in or not? Yes, he did. Touchdown for Humphrey St. Francis. And now the plot thickens. It's 36-26. 36-26 as the Flyers pull within 10 points. They've got to make two twice to tie it up, remember. 32 seconds on the clock when he crossed the goal line. And they'll go for two.
Everybody in tight, Deuce backfield, calls off the signals, Krings looks into the end zone, fires in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, and that pretty much puts it out of the reach of Humphrey St. Francis, because they needed to get touchdown plus two, and then another touchdown plus two, and now they're down by 10, and the conventional football rules don't apply here. There's no field goals going to happen in this one.
Yeah, mathematically, it's a done deal. I think Klinger wanted to go out through the flat. They took it away, tried to come back to the middle, threw it a little hard, a little behind his receiver. Receiver might have been open, but he rushed it a little bit, and allowed it with an incomplete pass.
29 seconds to go as they set up for the kickoff. Giltner will get the ball back, and they have Garrett Poppin back to do the return duties, although I'm sure they don't expect to see a full kickoff. They're looking like they expect another onside kick. And they're lined up that way for Humphrey St. Francis, all on the left-hand side of the ball. And remember, they recovered the last onside kick. And this would be more just a tweak the nose of Giltner than anything, I suspect, because they're not going to win the game. Onside kick. That time, Drew Ott comes up and pulls it down. And Giltner will get possession. And with 29 seconds to go, has to kneel it, and that'll do her.
And that's what you'd expect out of your big-time player there by Ott. He clearly was told and was prepared to catch that ball. He stepped up, right, caught it before, got to 10 yards, secured it, got and secured the win here for the Hornets.
All right, this is the tightest formation you'll ever see Giltner in.
This is the best formation.
Best formation in football. As he takes the knee and the clock continues down, he'll probably have to do it one more time. And the 36-26 final looks to be where we'll end up. Giltner will play probably Howells next week, unless Howells is drastically upset playing Dodge at Dodge tonight. And that's it. They didn't even have to take another one. Giltner, perfect on the season so far, will take it to the next level at Howells probably next Tuesday night. 36-26 is your final score. We'll take a break, be back to recap how things happened and maybe get you up to speed on some scores here from around the region right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printer's dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I got a 38-0 score here. Dodge and Howells, but it doesn't say who's in front. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's Howells. 38-0. I'll give you a correction if someone gives me that. But anyhow, that's the other bracket. So it looks like Giltner at Howells for the second year in a row. What ought to be a great football game, just like this one was. Valentine losing to Pierce 30-13. Norfolk Catholic defeated Shadron 35-13. Boone Central is trailing Minden 14-12 on Flat River Radio's ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. Ogallala at the half is leading Gothenburg. Bishop Newman is trailing Wahoo by a score of 19-3. David City is trailing Arlington 14-6 in the second. Omaha Roncalli and Lakeview 26-20 Lakeview in the second. Plattview is leading Columbus Scotus 24-14. Crofton has defeated Perkins County 37-9. Hastings St. Cecilia beat West Holt 35-21 and the game was really tight deep into it. Harlington Central Catholic, Harlington Cedar Catholic over Oakland Craig 20-19. Let me do that again. Oakland Craig is leading that 20-19 in the fourth. Cambridge is trailing North Platte St. Pat's 30-20 in the fourth. It is Wilbur Claytonia trailing Lincoln Christian 14-10. Lutheran and High Northeast is losing to Aquinas 14-7 in the second. Elmwood Murdoch is trailing Tri-County 30-6 at halftime. Kearney Catholic has a 20-0 lead over Blue Hill, and that's in the second period, if not beyond that by now. Shelton lost to Garden County 58-52 in three overtimes earlier today. Overton lost to Elgin Pope John 40-12. Creighton beating Nebraska Christian, or at least leading in the fourth, 36-0. Kennesaw has a 30-point lead over Alma, 30-20. High Plains trailing Pender, 30-24 in the third. Burwell is leading South Loop, 12-6. Freeman at BDS is trailing 22-14. And Guardian Angels at Friend, 52-6 Guardian in the third period. So that gets you the scores. 36-26 was our final here. Giltner moves on over Humphrey St. Francis by that 10-point margin. Enjoyable game to watch and to call from the standpoint of the excitement that both of these teams showed. Giltner with their pace and their early jump, and Humphrey St. Francis with their never give up, come from behind attitude, although they didn't quite come from behind enough.
Well, and as I said, they give Giltner probably a huge favor here, putting that pressure on them throughout four quarters, making Giltner play a four-quarter game and late, trying to go for those desperation plays. It's a big learning experience because football, nothing replaces experience and game-type situations. So, you know, that's a good hard-fought game. You've got to respect the Flyers for coming and not giving up. But they did Giltner, I think, a huge favor by putting that pressure on them all the way down. With 4 minutes to go, you're thinking this game's over, and yet they still had a chance late in the game. So you got to keep playing, and that's a good lesson for the Hornets to learn.
Without going through absolutely every one of the scoring plays, because with 62 points, there would have been quite a few of them. Some of the highlights for Giltner, 5 interceptions on Humphrey St. Francis. They ended 3 Humphrey St. Francis drives in the first half on interceptions. They took scores off of 2 of those. Came in and had a 36-14 lead at halftime, and they scored nothing in the second half. Humphrey St. Francis, on the scoreboard at least, won the second half.
Sure.
That's a moral victory you don't really want, 14-0, but 36-26 is how it ended. We've got some individual stats here for both teams.
Big night for Poppin. 19 carries, 188 yards. Finley had a good night, 47 yards rushing. Little Hawthorne had 81 yards rushing, and Ott had 50 yards rushing pretty evenly. A lot of weapons there. Only 52 yards passing. Most of those came on one big touchdown.
touchdown pass in the first half. So only 5 of 9 for 52 yards. 5 penalties for 35 yards. The one interception prevented a touchdown in the second half when they had the ball first and goal inside the 2. Were called back for that penalty, I believe, which put them back and kept out of scoring position. For Humphrey St. Francis, Pfeiffer, the big 83 yards, not near his average. This is a 1,000-yard rusher on the year. He's used to having big runs. And Klinger had 31 yards rushing, 250 yards passing, most of those to his tight end, number 87. While he did have a touchdown pass, Pfeiffer, 18 of 35, 5 interceptions, as you said, and that's the big difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, that 87 with Jake Warner, he had a good ball game for Humphrey St. Francis with all of those catches. For Giltner, of the efficiency that they got on the turnovers, and Ian, they only got one big scoring play. That was that 57-yarder of the 188 that you gave Pop in there. 57 of those came on the first play of the game on an option he romped 57 yards and brought Giltner up to what they really wanted to have happen, which was a quick lead, and they got an 8-0 lead right out of the box, stopped Humphrey St. Francis on the opening drive, and then gave up the touchdown, but they were still in lead 8-6.
So I was going to say that speed option gave Poppin carries of 10, 10, 10, 10, 12, 7, 18, just boom, 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 one right after another. Each time he's touching the ball, he's picking up a first down, and that is really efficient.
Fun offense to watch, good defense to, a good defense to overlook. It's a defense you can overlook quite a bit. Mostly it's the same kids playing on both sides of the ball, but their defensive technique is something that gets overlooked in these gaudy offensive statistics. They came into this thing averaging 68 points a game. Well, this shows you the differential in quality of opponents, as Humphrey St. Francis held them to 36 points, so almost half of what they normally do. And Humphrey St. Francis, of course, lost one game coming into this, and that was to Howells, who presumably will be the opponent next week. It looked like Howells was out front 38-0 over Dodge in the other bracket. So looking forward to just a fine game next week. We'll have it here on Platte River Radio. I'm going to assume that it's going to be on the Breeze 94.5 next week as well. We'll keep you posted on that. Check in with PlatteRiverPreps.com for the specific game location and, of course, streaming on the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. And that's about all we can say right now, other than Humphrey St. Francis, in a better world, in a more perfect world, would have lasted another game or two because they're that good a team.
Good team.
But that would have meant Giltner would have gone home early, and they're that good a team as well. So Howells is up next, and it'll be Tuesday, and I'm guessing it's a night game, and so hopefully we'll see you there. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks very much for joining us on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Don't forget CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show if you're in Hastings, coming up at 9 o'clock on Platte River Radio's 1230 AM KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have a scoreboard show on tonight as well after that Blue Hill and Kearney Catholic game gets done with. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.